When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, here we are on the 5th of November, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, we're going to talk about the elections and what is likely to change. What did the elections tell us about what is coming up in terms of politics? But we're also going to take a look at what affects us individually. The bubbles that are out there, we have a very interesting move by the guy that the Big Short was based on, his story, the guy who sussed out what was happening 2007 and 2008. He's now calling for a big short on the big bubble. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me one year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Yes, they do scare us with war, with terror, with disease especially. And I'm going to begin not with the election, but I'm going to begin with the disease scare that we're still suffering under, the lies that we still suffer under, the fact that the people who did this to us not only were not punished, they were put back in power. And what is Trump doing now? We'll take a look at the election results on this stuff. But, of course, it's not any solution to move to the Democrats. That's jumping out of the frying pan and into a different kind of fire. The fight for medical freedom continues in Wisconsin, launching a new lawsuit as Scott and Cindy Shera over the murder of their daughter, Grace. She celebrated her 19th birthday less than a month before they killed her at the hospital. And they believe that she was targeted to be killed because she had Down syndrome. They put a do not resuscitate order on her, countermanding what the parents had put on. They're now petitioning the circuit court for a new trial based on evidence they said has recently come to light. They lost the first trial, which was, I believe, a miscarriage of justice. And they mention in the new motion several issues with this particular judge. For example, after one of my attorneys informed the judge that I had given an interview to a particular paper several days prior, and he mentions it's Appleton Post Crescent, if that means anything to you. Judge McGinnis stated that he found that offensive, that there would be a consequence. And then he summarily denied all my motions, he said. Well, it wasn't until September the 10th of this year, he said, that I had any knowledge or reason to believe that Judge McGinnis might have a personal resentment toward the Post Crescent. It was only then that I learned on January the 24th that I had published an article critical of Judge McGinnis and his rulings, alleging that they were based on personal bias. And I've had a personal situation like that as well, when the people we sold our business to declared bankruptcy. I had the guy that I had as a lawyer came in, and somebody later after that said, you lost that case when you went in there with that lawyer. He had a history with the judge. The judge had, it was a bankruptcy attorney. They have people specialize in that. And he said, the judge, that this attorney had vouched for this guy that he was not going to leave the country. And it appeared that this guy helped to get his client out of the country. And it was that judge. And that had just happened a couple of months before I went in there with the same guy. So it was like he was going to make sure that I was not going to get out of there without getting his wrath. Anyway, so this judge had an issue with the paper that Scott Shera had done the interview with. He said, had the judge, upon hearing of my interview with a local publication, informed me of the above facts, I would have asked for his recusal, or I would have sought for his removal from the case because of his personal bias. My trial attorneys did not inform me of his of this situation. He said, my late discovery of this information did not arise from a lack of diligence on my part in seeking to discover it. He said, another recent revelation showing the court issued over $50,000 in cost judgments against a plaintiff in violation of the law showed that the court had a personal bias against us. Throughout the trial, the court allowed defendants to attack the plaintiff and his family members on the basis of their religious beliefs and their views of medicine and the broader healthcare system. But the statute, and he quotes it in the state, expressly prohibits evidence of religious beliefs or opinions to show that the witness...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
His credibility is impaired or enhanced. So there you go. You can't use somebody's religious beliefs as something to bolster or to attack somebody's credibility. There's a law against that. Third issue is a request in a previous trial for a declaratory judgment by the judge regarding an illegal do not resuscitate that was put on the daughter's chart. Now, this is just a statement of fact. And so this was put on in violation of a law. There was no question of whether they did this or not. So he said the court should issue a declaratory judgment, but they did not do that in that particular case. And he said, and finally, another topic raised in the motion regards the judge's dismissal of a battery claim from a nurse that was there. And he says, using the overarching idea that a patient giving implied consent by being in a hospital, the court based its dismissal on the finding that the plaintiff had consented to this contact. And so basically what the judge said, well, if you go into a hospital, they can do whatever they want to you. You've consented to everything that they're going to do. Well, that's simply not true. I mean, when I was just in the hospital, there were several things that I did not consent to, and they did not push further with that. COVID injections, however, are risking pilots having in-flight seizures. We're going to talk about what is going on with the airline shutdown as well. And the back and forth with Trump is just like the tariffs. He cannot make up his mind what he's going to do about the food, the SNAP issue and the food stamps. It's on again, it's off again, it's on again, it's off again. And again, when we look at what is happening with the TSA, the questions are, as we approach Thanksgiving, really what is going to happen with one of the busiest traveling days of the year, if not the busiest. So, but this is beyond that. Forget about the air traffic controllers for a second, the shortage of them. This is the in-flight loss of the pilots because of seizures, because of the jabs that were being pushed and mandated by the airlines. Why would they do that? Well, because the government wanted them to do that. You do whatever you need to curry favor with the government, or they will basically find a way to get you out of business. And we'll be talking more about that along the lines of the palace, the Epstein palace that Trump is building in Washington. What is going on with those people there, and what have we learned about that? The FAA stopped entering the data into the incapacitation data registry very early in 2021. And then they completely canceled the program in 2022 and got rid of the records. So we don't know who took the injections and when they took it. We just know that the airlines were forcing people to do it. And we know that people are having issues with seizures.
And the only reason to get rid of that data is because it shows things you don't want people seeing.
That's right.
These people are obsessed with data, keeping their hands on every last little bit they can get on anybody. But the second this happens, they're like, throw the entire program away. Delete everything. Don't let anybody see it.
Yeah, you look at all the everything about the internet, everything about AI, everything that the government is doing, it's all about big data. They built, the NSA built these data facilities, one of them in Bluffdale, Utah, out in the middle of the desert where there's no water to cool the place. Anyway, they built these centers so it could store everything about everybody. But then they don't want you to see the data.
They realize that information is power, so why would they give it to their enemies?
That's right. That's right. Airline pilots were forced to be injected with a product that causes subclinical myocarditis. In other words, you don't see that it's there. And it has been tied to cerebrovascular events, including seizures, several years after the injections. So he concluded by issuing a call for pilots and other airline crew members to voluntarily have medical tests done to assess their risk of an in-flight seizure or cardiac event. That will never happen. I mean, that's, you might as well just give up your career if you do something like that. And so this is from Brownstone. It's an excellent article from David Bell. Who used to work for the WHO. He's seen the light now. Discussion on COVID vaccination should be non-controversial. And I got to say, just like climate change, just like autism, just like any of these things, especially if you got something that's a real problem that you can see, like autism, you definitely should be concerned about looking to see what is causing it. But we see over and over again, the first knee-jerk response of the government and the press is, don't look at that. You're crazy if you look at that. There's nothing to see here. And then when it comes to climate change,
what hump?
You're supposed to see things that aren't there. So don't pay attention to the obvious problems that you see. Instead, we want you focused on these problems that you can't see that are in our mind and our propaganda. So the mRNA, the modified RNA, maybe we should call it the monster RNA. That's what the M stands for.
One of the things to think about is with how upside down and twisted everything is, with how much insanity the average person believes, they're almost effectively living in a virtual world at this point. They are so disconnected from reality.
That's true.
That, you know, what's the big difference if they slap on a pair of VR goggles in the near future? They're not paying it. They're not connected in any real way as it is.
That's true.
They're checked out. They believe everything they see on the screen. Anything someone from their authority structure tells them, whether they're Republican, if it's Donald Trump says it, it's the, you know, it's the gospel. Mm-hmm. If, you know, whoever the Democrat leader is at the moment, maybe it's going to be Zohran Mamdani, whatever he says, you know, oh, he said it. It's got to be true.
That's right.
So who?
Or if Trump said it, then the opposite, the exact opposite, has got to be true. Yeah. Which usually is the case anyway. Now that we live in a bipolar world here where that's what they want you to think, they want to sell you that false dichotomy. It's either this or that. Just be careful, people who give you only two choices on everything. Well, the mRNA, of course, our body normally does that. It uses mRNA to copy a segment of our own DNA, and that's used to manufacture proteins. However, that mRNA is very short-lived. It only lasts for hours, maybe for days. But the mRNA vaccines are modified to make them persist longer than our mRNA. Studies have shown that this works with mRNA and spike protein, that it's detectable weeks or months after injection. I would say we've had cases, there was a nurse who saw it for years afterwards. It was something like 1,500 days, so we're talking like maybe 5 years or so. These are not shocking revelations, however. They are intended outcomes of the design of this drug. The problem is that the public was told in 2020 and 2021 that the vaccines act like their own mRNA and that they rapidly break down. This sounds much safer. The public, he says, was deliberately misinformed. In other words, they lied to us. An unquestionable breach of ethics here. The modified RNA vaccines induce an autoimmune response by design, he emphasized, convincing the body to attack and kill some of its own cells. They do this for an indeterminate amount of time. with indeterminate intensity in terms of spike protein production, as the persistence of the mRNA and the amount that spreads to cells throughout the body will vary from person to person. This therefore carries inherent risks of killing cells that we would prefer to keep. He says it also causes a generalized inflammatory response. The inflammatory response is probably one of the reasons why people often feel particularly sick after getting an mRNA vaccine injection. But of course, Trump told us it was great. It saved millions of lives. He lied about every single aspect of this as he was channeling.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hundreds of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies. How in the world could anyone ever support someone like that? I will never understand. It makes me so angry every time I think about what he has done and what he's gotten away with. One of the greatest criminals of all time. It's just amazing. He did it globally as well. A sneaky little poisoner. The point here is that whatever new data is coming out on COVID vaccines, the public was systematically misled, misinformed, and lied to by our public health agencies and our president. This is not controversial. They simply were. We can wonder at the lack of interest in the excess deaths in the vaccinated group of the unvaccinated in the six-month Pfizer trial that was published in 2021. We can wonder about the lack of any detectable benefit on mortality in the equivalent Moderna trial. We can wonder at the secrecy around the commitment of hundreds of billions of dollars of public funds in pre-purchase commitments, sometimes negotiated by text messages, as we saw from in the UK, from Ursula von der Leyen, and how the people who did this are still in power. Donald Trump, Exhibit A. We can really wonder why there's so little solid data on overall mortality and disability of vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, when this is such an obvious thing for governments to check. The point is that new bombshell studies and, quote, never the same again publications, while important, are not necessary to explain the enormity of the straight lies that were foisted upon the public by our authorities now for the past several years. We do not need new inquiries. We just need to act like adults. We all know that putting on a mask at a cafe door so that you could then take it off when you got seated at the table was never adult behavior. And I got to say, that I argued with restaurant owners. I'd get them to get the manager or the owner of the restaurant to come out there. And a lot of them would say, I know, you just have to do it. It's like, no, I don't. I'm not going to live by a lie. You'll never see me again. I will never spend another penny in this restaurant. And I said it as loudly as I could so that everybody would hear me, because the rest of these people were playing that game. Don't live by lies. I'm sick of living in a cowardly, deceptive country that is subordinate to these kinds of liars playing these hoaxes on us. I don't play children's games. Simon says, or Fauci says, or Trump says, not going to do it. Don't you do it either. We know that being lied to repeatedly, then pretending that we weren't lied to, is not adult either. There comes a time when we all need to face what is in front of us, because if we live by lies, we will live in a totalitarian society, as Solzhenitsyn warned us. And we are making the chains that are going to bind us. We are forging that. We are the ones who are responsible for this. That's why I played that clip today. Big money really has enormous power over what we think and what we do. Far more than we could ever imagine a few short years ago. But when this has become really obvious, we need to stop finding excuses and stop waiting for more revelations. We already know everything about this. By the way, we knew this stuff 5 years ago. We knew this. You could put it together. Didn't need a study. I mean, just look at these people. They're obviously lying to us. I mean, you have to go back and get their fingerprints or something when you see them walking out with something in the store. No, you know they're shoplifting. So you can look at their actions. You can tell what they're doing. I mean, you can get forensic about it, but we don't need to get forensic about it. All of this stuff that is out there, and I cover it because I want to emphasize it for people who may be trusting the lies that are coming to them from these medical doctors. That's the only reason I cover that. But as far as the politicians go and the orders and all the rest of this stuff, we know the truth and have known the truth for 5 years. At a bare minimum, we need to stop believing those who are funded in order to lie. That's right. We need to stop finding excuses for them and stop waiting for more revelations. And we need to stop believing those who are paid to lie. That's David Bell from Brownstone. I couldn't agree more with him. And so that brings us to one piece of medical information I'll just give you kind of a warning for. And also another data point. Gabapentin is a pain pill that is being prescribed for pretty much everything, they said. The pill for everything. Why off-label gabapentin prescriptions are soaring. Notice that term, off-label. What does that mean? Well, that means when you got a drug like hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, or you've got ivermectin that have been used for 60, 70 years. They've been authorized by the government. They said, well, okay, we'll authorize it for this particular use, right? For a river parasite or something like that. They have now got decades of information about its safety profile. And other people use it for different things other than the river parasite that they initially authorized it for. That's called off-label use. That has always been done for drugs, except they wouldn't allow it during COVID. That was one of the big, big signs that they were lying. Can't have anything but the vaccine. And, of course, that's what they'd practiced since 2 weeks before 9/11, the dark winter. 2 months, I'm sorry. And so we knew what was happening with that. There's absolutely no question about it. There's no question that the stuff was not safe and that they had a different agenda. So gabapentin was authorized for whatever, but now they are prescribing it for everything. Back pain, insomnia, and it is soaring, becoming one of the most used drugs on the list, even higher than most of the things that you've heard a lot about, because people are using it, elderly people, they got pain, they can't really kind of figure out where it is. You know what that's like. I've started in the last year or so, that started to hit me. But you get 65 or older, whatever, you get some pain somewhere. Rather than trying to get to the source of it, they give you a painkiller. And so that's what's happening with this. So it's especially for back pain. And people are starting to get concerned about it because it does have some issues. So they're using it for all types of pain. We had an experience with this because, excuse me, I got to get something to drink here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the gabapentin is, again, like you said, they prescribe it for everything. They just throw it at whatever problem you've got. And they don't care about the side effects. Doctors never seem to care about the side effects. yeah. at all, no matter how bad they are, no matter how nasty they can be. She's like, well, you know, there's some side effects.
Well, they use it to cover up stuff, mm-hmm. right? And in this story, they have a guy who was having a lot of pain that was keeping him up at night. He went to his doctor. The doctor couldn't figure out what it was. I said, you just have to live with it. So let me give you some gabapentin. And he keeps upping the ante on it all the time. And so that's the first thing about medicine. Number one, they don't address the root cause. They just anesthetize you, essentially. And then the other thing is that this off-label fraud that was pulled against us. But the other issue, and I want to caution people about it, because when I saw this, our own personal story, it says in the article here, some of his older patients have experienced falls or had to stop driving because of gabapentin's more common side effects, like dizziness. And that was exactly what happened to Karen. She had to have an operation. They gave her gabapentin, the operation, and then gave her a pill after that. We only took like that for one day.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And then she had a fall. You know, and fortunately she didn't get hurt, but not seriously, but
gabapentin is slightly less dangerous than frozen ground in a chicken coop, so
that's right. So when you look at this, just don't think that painkillers and antibiotics are harmless things. They're not. All the pharmaceuticals are very dangerous. And then when we looked this up, because she got so dizzy and she fell, then I did the research on it, because they had given it to her as part of the operation. And when I did the research on it, they said, be careful, because if you get off of it, you can have withdrawal symptoms. But then I did more, and because she had been on it for such a short time, we just stopped it cold turkey. And fortunately, she didn't have any more issues with it. So they're saying here, the potential for a person to go through withdrawal after taking gabapentin is why doctors recommend gradually tapering off the medication. And so they talk about a lot of different issues, including sometimes seizures if you get off of it very quickly. So just a word of warning about pharmaceutical stuff in general. It truly is dangerous, incredibly dangerous. We've got a couple of comments here.
Yes, we do. I want to say thank you to IRS Machine Gun. Once again, what a terrifying username. He says, preach.
Thank you. I guess I got kind of excited about that.
Just a little bit.
Sorry about that. But okay. I feel really strongly about that. I mean, it's just, it bothered me so much to see it. I knew what was happening. And by the time we got to June, it seemed to me like an eternity. And it seemed to me like everybody was going to go along with this, even if they were on to the game, they would still go along with it. It's like the different rest. Like I said, we had to leave Austin because I'd basically burned my bridges at every place that we could go to. Any public place, I had an argument with them. So.
The no safe spaces. We have KWD68 says, time to install some bot speakers in the Empire State Building for a call to prayer. That's right. You can hear the ululating cry as you roll on by.
Replying, and that really is it. I think it's that more than it is Islamic thing and, you know, the pushback against that. I think it's that more than it is socialism. I think a long history of socialists and communists as mayors in New York. That's why the place is in the shape that it's in right now. It's only going to get worse. And that was what Mises said. They say, go ahead, elect them. And it'll be exhibit A for why we don't want to have this where we live for everybody else in the rest of the country.
I'm all for accelerationism, just so long as it's not anywhere I am.
Yeah.
Accelerating New York City into the smoldering crater it will eventually become. Well, you know.
Who knew Escape from New York was a documentary?
Replying to Pezzo Novante, 1776, all thanks to a bloated Leviathan, federal government monstrosity whose leftist employees live in suburban D.C., Virginia.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing how swamped Virginia is by the D.C. Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia, the rural areas, it's full of some of the most, you know, right-wing conservative people you will ever meet. They're solid. Mm-hmm. And then you get to places like Virginia Beach, or whatever.
But especially the suburbs of Washington.
Yeah, just right outside D.C. in the Virginia area, it is loaded with just these parasites. That
and you can
it.
See the results of that in the election yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah. And defy tyrant 1776. Well, that's part of it, but there's lots of swing voters in VA, and they swung left due to loathing Trump. Why would Trump keep the government shut down and the government there by hurting lots of your base?
Mm-hmm.
Voters, when there's big elections going on, because it was done on purpose, in my opinion.
I think so. I mean, I look at this and I said, you know, clearly they've got to understand what they're doing when they do this lawfare against Trump. The charges were absurd, and everybody saw it. James Carville, what you doing? You're going to get Trump elected. And I said at the time, I said, that's the point. I see it. Carville sees it. We all know what the Democrats are doing. This is the left-right march of tyranny. And so, you know, Trump is doing his march right now to make sure the Democrats come roaring in with all the socialist policies by the midterm. But, of course, the other part of that is they're going to surely impeach him this time because they got real reasons to impeach him this time.
Do not obey, says Trump sold the product on the White House stage behind the podium, acting as a representative of the evil pharmakia. While never offering honest and true informed consent.
And he's still doing it. I mean, you know, he just did this deal with the Trump family, a corrupt deal with Trump family and Albert Bourla to Trump RX, he called it?
I believe so, yeah.
I want to have the Trump EX, as in gone. But anyway, he's still doing that kind of stuff. And he was booed. Remember the clips I played? He was booed when he introduced Albert Bourla as this great guy. And the people who were there booed him.
Like, you know who that guy is. Come on.
And yet they still vote for Trump. See, that's the thing. They live by lies. MAGA lives by the big lie. They oppose all the stuff that Trump has done, and even the stuff that he's doing now, much of it. And yet they keep voting for him.
Yeah. Pezzo Novante, 1776. Much appreciate the fiery, righteous indignation.
Wow.
Nadlander, thank you. He says, Cleveland Clinic killed my mother with the shot knowing she had cancer and high blood pressure. She died 3 days later. I'm sorry, Nadlander. So sorry to hear that.
Yes, I'm sorry. It really is a tragedy. And the story of Grace is such a tragedy. How they kicked the family out and they watched them on Zoom kill their daughter. It's just amazing. Yeah. Powerless to do anything about it.
I cannot believe how still kind and calm the family has been through this.
Yeah.
And it's just, if that was me, I would not be able to exemplify that level of Christ-like, I don't know, just ability to still, like I said, remain kind and calm while still having had this wrong, this evil done to you.
Yes.
Is truly, it's an amazing thing to see. The Shara family is a
very mature Christians.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars,
let's go,
and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is still beating.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Yes, I have a comment regarding what I said yesterday that was sent to me by Matt. By the way, if you want to send comments, if you want to ask questions, it's been a while since we've done an Ask Me Anything show. We should schedule that and let people. Anyway, this is from Matt. He said, I used to work security with a young man who was always wearing a Punisher t-shirt under his uniform. We were armed security. I always wondered what kind of moron would do something like that, knowing that they may have to fire their firearm. Pretty much indefensible behavior, if you ask me. It just makes it clear that you're out to hurt someone. Any justification would easily be compromised by wearing such things. To hear that police departments are okay with that is disgusting. I thought it was. I spent a good deal of time talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, you don't want to be involved in a court case, and they pull up the fact. So you were wearing the Punisher t-shirt, the Punisher, the guy that is ruthlessly killing all the criminals when you shot this man, right?
Yeah, you might actually have a justification, but that would basically blow it, I think.
Except right. I don't think that would be applied in the case of cops.
That's right. Well, they got all kinds of unusual immunity that is there, but it is disgusting that they would do that. I just want to thank people, and I had this list for the last couple of days, and I kept forgetting to bring it with me. People on Zelle who contributed at the end of the month, and then a few people that have contributed so far this month, I want to thank them. It won't take very long. let me just run through this. Gregory C., David S., Kenneth C., Carl H., Ronald H., Joseph R., Susan L., Lisa K., Ryan F., Charles D., Daniel C., Bobby P., Janice W., Kimberly M., and Mary M. Thank you. That's the people who contributed in October. And as I said, it doesn't take too long. We have a few people who are very strong supporters and regular supporters, and we really do appreciate them. They're the ones who really bring this program to you. And then in November so far, we've had William W., Michael L., Kevin M., Maurice W., Meraldo P., and Lyndon H. And by the way, one of these, Bobby P., was a new supporter, so I just want to thank him for that. And on Cash App, we had, at the end of the month and beginning of this month, we had Dustin W. and Christopher. So thank you very much to those of you who support us. I want to talk a little bit about the election yesterday and the consequences of this. And, of course, leading up to it, Trump came out with his endorsement for fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo. Always said Trump is a New York City Democrat, and he showed it. And, again, he's not going to stand on principle. He's not going to stand with a principled Republican. He will go for Cuomo. So I had Curtis Sliwa, who was there. He says that Curtis Sliwa, It looks much better without the beret because it's not about policy at all. It's about how does this guy look on TV? He said, a vote for him is a vote for Mandani. Well, I really hate that. I have heard that all my life in terms of independent candidates and in terms of third parties. And I can't say enough about my contempt for that whole mentality.
But the thing is, it's not entirely inaccurate with first-past-the-post voting. That always devolves into a two-party system. This is why comments like that are why we need something like ranked choice or approval voting.
I agree. Or just to ease up the regulations and let there be some third parties that are out there that are really competitive. I understand still when you count the votes, you got to go back to the proportional stuff, but the rigging of the elections begins with their ballot access rules, with their debate rules and all the rest of this. And there is a collaboration between the two major parties and the media, in case you haven't noticed, right? Most of the media is joined at the hip with the Democrats. Of course, Fox News is with the Republicans. Neither one of them are going to do anything to alienate that relationship that they have with the political party that they have chosen to serve. And they are servants of those political parties. But in this particular case, it was not true. Because you had Mamdani got 50.4% of the vote. And you had the combined votes of both Cuomo and Sliwa, of course, are going to be less than 50.4%. But it was actually 48.7%. In other words, we had almost 1% of the vote that they don't tell you about. As to who that is. That's another grievance of mine, right? So 1% of the people who voted, which in this particular case was quite a few people, because you had, that's like, what, 20,000 people, I guess, who voted for something, because they had about 2 million votes, or they broke 2 million votes. I don't know what the total was, but it was first time they'd had more than 2 million votes in New York since 1969. That's still only about a quarter of the population that bothered to show up, even though it's a record for the last several decades there. So most of the votes did go to Cuomo. He got 41.6. Sliwa got 7.1% of the vote. But again, I'm just not into this lesser of two evils thing. I never have been, never will be. So he says, whether or not you like it, you really have no choice. You got to vote for Cuomo, said Trump. And, of course, it was known that he was not going to make it because he had already been defeated in a two-way race by Mamdani. So you want to talk about, you want to do a practical aspect. There's no practical reason for you to choose to vote for Cuomo anyway. So that he became the nominee this past week after Cuomo trailed in second place. And so they're still trying to sell this thing, you know, vote for Cuomo and he can win. Well, it wouldn't have helped if all the people who had voted for the third-party candidates as well as for Sliwa, as well as for Cuomo, if they had all voted for one of those candidates, Cuomo, he still would have lost to Mamdani.
It just reminds me of that continual, here's how Bernie can still win. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the question is, you know, which socialist do you want to have in there? That's the issue. I don't know who the independent candidate was, but I don't think Curtis Sliwa was a socialist. But when you look at Cuomo versus Mamdani, it's which socialist do you want? But that's not the real issue. The real issue was over Zionism, really. And you had some Orthodox Jews who supported Mamdani because they're anti-Zionists. Here's one of them speaking.
My name is Rabbi David Feldman. I'm with Neturei Karta International. We are standing here on the steps of New York City, City Hall. And we are here while we are unfortunately seeing this terrible intimidation against candidates for mayor here in the city, Mr. Mamdani. And this is disturbing to so many Jewish people. This harassment and these intimidations is about his brave stance, the speaking up to what he believes is right, and he is speaking up against the crimes being committed to the Palestinian people. Now, they are condemning him as anti-Semitic because he is against the state of Israel. This is misleading, this is unjust, and this is dangerous. We need politicians to be on the right side of history and to speak up for the oppressed. We as New Yorkers, we as citizens of the United States, we should admire brave politicians, and we should give them the freedom to express what they believe is right. And we encourage people, voters, to vote what is in the interest of our city, and not in the interest of a foreign country, the state of Israel, and certainly not in the interest of crimes being committed the other side of the world. We as Jewish people say that conflating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, conflating Judaism with Zionism, is not only doing injustice to the Palestinian people, this is dangerous for the Jewish people as well. Because what this is doing is, this is generalizing all Jews, saying that God forbid all Jews are in support of all these crimes, which ends up making a statement that all Jews are accountable to what is taking place. This is anti-Semitism. And this generalization is racism. This is not done by some people out there. This is done by this movement of Zionism, who claims to represent all Jews. In no way does the state of Israel or its actions represent world Jewry, and certainly it doesn't represent the Jewish religion. All that Israel stands for is in total violation, not only of international law, but violation of Judaism. This has to be stopped. We urge right-minded people to be brave and to raise their voice.
That's right. I absolutely agree with him. That's the key thing. You know, you look at these politicians, these Zionists who are pushing the state of Israel, and they're some of the most murderous, lying criminals you've ever seen in the office of a politician. And that's saying something. But they're out there to use whatever means they can, no matter how obviously they're lying, they will use it to shut people down. And that's what he's pushing back. And he says, if you conflate these two things, if you say you're against the political state of Israel, then you're anti-Semitic and you hate Jews. He said that simply isn't true. And the danger of that is that it generalizes all Jews as if they were supporters of Netanyahu. And a lot of them are not, especially the Orthodox Jews. As a matter of fact, the Orthodox Jews believe that God has promised them the land and that God will deliver it, not Netanyahu. They don't like Netanyahu's means. They prefer to wait for God to do it for them. And it just amazes me that Christians wouldn't see it that way as well. So if you believe that God is going to restore them to the land, I think that you should trust God to do it so that you don't have to violate his Ten Commandments in order to do it. And they pretty much violated every single one of them. So anyway, New York City will be a complete and total economic and social disaster should Mamdani win, said Trump. Trump's last-minute endorsement comes after the president's ally and Tesla billionaire Elon Musk endorsed Cuomo, along with many other billionaires, like former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. You know, I gotta say, if I wanted to vote in New York, I would really be on the horns of a dilemma. You know, do I vote for this Marxist, this open Marxist Muslim, or do I vote?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
for the person that Bloomberg wants, that Musk wants, that Trump wants. I mean, it's just...
I think the writing's on the wall. I think it's time to evacuate.
Yeah.
If you're in New York, I know people can't just pick up and leave, but if you can, if you're in New York...
Oh, they're talking about it, yeah.
If you can get out, this is the time. Mom Donnie's not going to make anything better.
That's right.
I also don't really see... I mean, I get that he was elected on a wave of anti-Zionist feelings, mm-hmm. but I don't really see what the governor, I mean, mayor of New York has to do with that. Like, is the city of New York sending money to Israel? Like,
But it is very important for them that they don't have a political figure who's going to speak out and criticize what they do, right? As we saw yesterday, Lance, you know, you can't have Tucker Carlson say anything negative about Israel or they come after him. And not only him, they come after the Heritage Foundation because the Heritage Foundation is a sponsor of his or whatever. So, you know, Levin and Shapiro and the Republican Jewish Coalition, they're going to come after anybody who is in a position to influence opinion that doesn't agree with their agenda. They will come after them by any means necessary. And but, you know, when you look at this kind of an endorsement, when you got, to me, this is like to say 9 out of 10 billionaires endorse Cuomo. That's kind of like saying 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Camel cigarettes. So you should too. I mean, you go back and look at, like I said, Bloomberg. When I was using him as the example about what bad mayors and what socialist mayors and they'd had in the past. This is a guy who, with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, came up with the C4 Cities organization to tell you that you can only have 3 items of clothing a year, 1 trip every 3 years of less than 1,000 miles, no cars, no meat, no dairy. How does it get worse than that? You know, people, you know, Bloomberg is pushing this. He creates an organization to do that, and then he supports Cuomo. Is that not an endorsement of the other guy when you see something like that? Trump says any Jewish person who votes for Mandani is a stupid person, he said. And again, it is all about the attitude towards Zionism that is there. And I think it worked out to his advantage in the sense that everybody else was seen as being afraid to criticize Israel, and he spoke out. For whatever reason, he was unafraid to speak out. And I think people appreciated that authenticity, whether they agreed with it or not. But anyway, Trump on Tuesday warned Jewish voters against supporting Zoran Mondani. He said, any Jewish person who does it is a proven and self-professed Jew hater, all uppercase. And it's a stupid person. Well, I don't know, but I think that Orthodox rabbi, I've made a lot more sense than anything I've heard come out of Trump's mouth. And he was standing for free speech as well, which Trump does not stand for. 1 million New Yorkers in a poll said that they will leave New York if Mom Danny wins today's mayoral race. So brace yourself. People who are quite comfortable with high taxes may be coming in, moving down the street.
Bar your doors. Don't let them in.
9% of residents would, that's the thing when we lived in Florida, so many people would relocate from New York and they were just fine. They would rubber stamp every kind of tax and fee that would come down the line.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no problem. They don't realize what reigned their city.
Saw a lot of that with Californians in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. 9% of residents would definitely leave. That's about 765,000 people. While another 25% would consider going, raising fears of an economic crisis. Well, again, they say they will, but they probably won't. But I think a lot of these people who have been paying really high taxes, this might be the final straw, the last nail in the coffin, and it may make them move out of there.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be 9%, but it could be a pretty big exodus.
Yeah. The wealthiest 1% fund roughly half of New York City's income tax revenue. So it wouldn't take a lot of people to leave, I said 7% of those earning more than $250,000 would move away. So it wouldn't take much of that exodus of those people who are basically, I think, paying attention for the most part. So a pollster noted that older New Yorkers, Staten Islanders, and white residents are most likely to leave. Some real estate buyers are already backing out, said a realtor they talked to. They don't want to hear about Mom Danny and the rent freeze that he is proposing. Cities like Boca Raton are preparing to attract fleeing residents and businesses. Mayor Scott Singer warned New York is, quote, about to repeat some of the lessons from history that many voters have forgotten or never knew. The survey shows Mondani leading the race with 45%. Actually, he did better than that. He did 50.4%. Only 59% of New Yorkers say they would definitely stay if he wins. So, really strong feelings about it there. 47% foresee more crime and violence. 43% expect fewer businesses. 39% think the terrorism risk will worsen. And 45% predict anti-Semitism will increase. So, he promises. Here's the thing that he promises. And let me ask you, are these the things that Cuomo would do? Are these the things that Bloomberg tried to do and that Rudy Giuliani tried to do? Free child care, rent freezes, public grocery stores. That's a new one. I haven't seen that before. Free buses and higher taxes. Seems to me like he's kind of a standard New York City Democrat, very much like Trump as well. Trump's got some of these same ideas. The only promise that he can really deliver on here, folks, is going to be higher taxes, and you better believe that he's going to do that. He can't make the free buses and the free child care really work for very long, but he can raise taxes, and he
also
will do that.
If you think schools are bad, imagine putting your child directly into government-subsidized child care.
Yeah.
Imagine the horrific class of human being that is going to be working at these places. The type of person that is going to sit there and go, yeah, I'll probably get paid a small amount of money to deal with this. They're not going to be good people. There's going to be a large subset of them that are going to be just...
Well, I would just... You know how we were. I mean, I would never trust you guys to anybody that I didn't know. Even on the Disney cruise, right? I imagine those people are paid pretty well, but I don't know them. I mean, they're total strangers. They thought it was really strange that, you know, we would say, no, we're going to watch what you guys do. We're going to stay. Where can we sit so we can watch this? And their whole thing was that you would get on the ship and you would put a wrist band on the kids so they could match them up with the parents later. It's like, no, we're not. We're not going to do that. It was truly amazing. Again, that was not our choice. I don't ever choose to go on a cruise except it's to appease some family member. In this particular case, it was Karen's parents' 50th anniversary.
With cruise, you lose.
Yeah. Well, Greg Abbott is worried about New Yorkers going to Texas. He says he threatens a 100% tariff on New Yorkers. Who's going to pay that? I mean, this is... How does that work? Are they going to set the Texas Rangers up at the border and look at the driver's license?
You know what Republicans really like right now is tariffs. So I'm going to put a tariff on New Yorkers.
I know. This is one of the most insane non sequiturs I've ever seen anybody come up with.
Tariffs are so hot right now.
That's right. 100% tariff. A tariff on what? I mean, on the person themselves? How do you value that person? None of it makes any sense.
And before we move on, as for that thing about public grocery stores, I hadn't heard anything about that, but I have seen a lot of videos of people complaining in, you know, these very leftist things where they have Soros, just DAs letting the criminals go free and not enforcing shoplifting, that, oh, look, they're locking up all the stuff, or look, they're closing these things, this is racist, they're creating a food desert. So I guess now they're going to have a public grocery store where you can loot all you want.
Everybody can loot. We'll have universal looting, right? Instead of universal basic income, we'll have universal basic looting, UBL.
I don't know if that's it, but that sounds like it. Why else would you have a public grocery store?
That's right. You just walk in there and take whatever you want, and they just keep filling the shelves back up because, as we all know, the communists have figured out that we have an infinite supply of material goods. So it's just how you're going to distribute it. So we'll distribute it through the public grocery stores. These people are idiots. But there's an interesting pushback that I've seen, Lance, on this looting thing and the laws that are in California. So there, you know, you can't do anything to anybody if it's like $960 or something. You know, there's no shoplifting charge for up to $960. So put a sign up and they said, warning, all of our items are priced at $965. We have a discount at the cash register for paying customers. So we'll subtract it off of there if you're actually going to pay for it. But if you're going to steal it, its value is $965, and you are criminally liable. I thought that was a great approach. But I think that a government that puts in a law like that is not going to enforce that either. So anyway, what he actually tweeted out, he said, after the polls close tomorrow night, I will impose a 100% tariff on anyone moving to Texas from New York City. So today we await to see what that's, how that's going to work. These Republicans will just say anything now. I mean, they're just as lunatic as the left. It's crazy.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Yeah.
Really gets the people going.
That's right. So, again, you know, Trump liked Cuomo. You must vote for him and hope that he does a fantastic job. Again, just remember, Hillary liked Trump. Trump's likes Cuomo. They're all, it's a club of New York City Democrats. That's what it is. It is what it is. He also, Trump also threatened to withhold federal funds from New York if Mondaney wins. So we'll see. See what happens.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
If communist Mondaney wins the election for mayor of New York City, it is highly unlikely I will be contributing federal funds, other than the very minimum as required, to my beloved first home, he said. Yeah, he really loves New York. He really does, I'm sure. Not anymore, I don't think.
I don't.
But I think you can't take the New York out of him. You know, you can take the New York Democrat out of New York, but you can't take the Democrat out of him. He's going to carry that with him everywhere he goes.
I feel like New York is one of those places where if you grow up in Manhattan specifically, there, if you don't get out before you're about, you know, 13 years old, there's really no getting the New York out of you afterwards. You are forever a New Yorker. No matter where you go, no matter how much time you spend anywhere else, it has molded you, it has shaped you, and you just can't get rid of it.
Well, Karen...
Like I said, that's why I said Manhattan. Like, she lived outside, like, close enough to have access, but not to have it be direct influence.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about that, you know, the cutthroat, you know. If you fall down as people are making their way to the subway, they'll just trample you. They're not going to put their hand out to help you up.
Well, a lot of that is just the big city aspect of it. We see that in big cities everywhere now.
It's true, but not all big cities have the sense of ego that comes with living in New York. You know? Chicago kind of knows it's crap. You know, it's like, all right, we're violent. We've got a couple things that are cool, but, you know,
any other
Chicago,
cities that you want to trash?
All of them. All of them. Right. Every last one.
Well, the Virginia elections have big consequences for abortion, and it was won by the Democrat that's there. And, of course, again, when we look at it, what Trump is doing for the Democrats for this election as well as for the midterm congressional elections next year, he has energized them. And I said at the time, I said, the Republicans who think that this No Kings rally is just a AstroTurf thing paid for by Soros are fooling themselves, and they're going to find out. Well, pro-life organizations were focusing on the House of Delegate races there in Virginia because they're trying to put in a constitutional amendment to enshrine abortion up to the point of birth, which is truly amazing. Over the summer, college students with Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America knocked on 150,000 doors in Richmond and Virginia Beach areas to talk to people about the pro-abortion amendment. I said, we believe the only way that we can stop this is to have more Republicans in the state house. Well, I don't know how that election turned out, but I do know that they have a governor there who is very, very much pro-abortion. And so right now the Democrat Party has a very narrow lead in the Senate and the House. I don't know what happened after that election, but when you look at the gubernatorial race, I wonder why we call it gubernatorial. Are we electing a goober?
Usually, yeah.
Anyway, the Republican goober candidate did not do very well because she linked herself with Trump, and as people were talking about the economy, which was the number one issue. And even though, you know, Trump and MAGA is telling us everything is wonderful, people are seeing the reality there that, you know, they can't fool them on this. And so when people talk to her about losing their jobs, and of course, again, we were talking about it being a suburb of D.C. So there are a lot of federal employees who had been highly paid in their job. And they were very upset about it. She said, job, you can always get another job somewhere.
It's terrible, and, you know. Yeah. You got this nice job, and then because of some pedophile somewhere, you can't get paid anymore.
Well, she also was very weak on the abortion thing. She said, well, I will go with the will of the people. She wasn't going to stand on any principles about that as well. So the federal workers make up the backbone of Virginia's economy, really, because they're so highly paid. Shutdown has made things even worse. The people who didn't lose their job before are now not getting paid. And so when they asked her about it, she said, well, how many of you here have ever lost a job? Oh, you mean it's not unusual that it happens to everybody all the time? Okay, well, the media is making it out to be this huge, huge thing. I don't understand why. So they took that soundbite and played that over and over again. Especially if you're a federal employee, you think you got a job for life, right? Burns said people voting in the election appear to think their jobs are indeed a huge thing. So not only do Republicans not care about what's happening to you, they don't even understand it. And so Spanberger, who won, played that up along with abortion rights and homosexual marriage, putting that into the Virginia Constitution. Then in Florida, this is an article from mainstream media going out and talking to people about Trump and their attitudes toward him, and they found a lot of Hispanic voters there. They're very angry about things, as well as the economy. And one person who's a Trump voter said, I'm angry with my president, did not like his policies. Economy was the number one issue in New York City, but it's also a big issue everywhere. And the bottom line is that Trump, like Bloomberg, is a socialist central planner. He wants to pick the winners and the losers. He wants to micromanage the economy along with the stupid Democrat that he put in charge of the tariff stuff, Peter Navarro. And so what you're going to get from people like Trump and Peter Navarro is you're going to get debt, you're going to get inflation, you're going to get taxes, and you're going to get regulation of everything, not just trade, but everything domestically as well.
It's truly amazing. For years, people have known personnel is policy. Mm-hmm. No matter what the guy at the top says, mm-hmm. it's these people that are put into these positions where they actually craft the policy that truly matter. And Trump floods his staff with nothing but these, at best, neocons. At best, they're neocons. Yeah. Usually, they're full-on Democrats or technocrats.
Well, I mean, he's so angry at people like John Bolton that he put in. But he put him in. You know, he put this guy in.
You're the
one.
And
I remember when he put him in, everybody said, what is he doing? You know, who is this guy? And I was saying, well, I think that's really who he is. And I think it is who he is. Mm. Because now we can see him openly embracing Lindsey Graham as his favorite senator now. And he's openly embracing war, even though he keeps talking about the Nobel Peace Prize. He's open and embracing war.
But these MAGA people will support him no matter what. Mm-hmm. They'll say, oh, he made a mistake. Just, how many of us think that we could randomly hold trials or go on Twitter and just pick someone out of the blue, just scroll through 100 different profiles and find someone better for the job, any job in the government?
That's right.
Than what Trump, the supposed genius, has picked out. You could do 100 tryouts, and I guarantee you, you personally could find someone better for this.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, because Trump has been so unpopular in New York, New Jersey, Virginia, places like that, you got some really, really radical leftists that are there. And this is what I said is going to happen with Trump. Ultimately, what Trump is going to do is he's going to set a lot of precedents for a very authoritarian executive, rule by decree, and then he's going to hand the power over to the Democrats by getting people really upset with him. His mode of communicating, his mode of building his persona, has always been about conflict. It's always been about professional wrestling and his connections and many appearances that he had with Vince McMahon. You know, all these phony fights that he picks. And then The Apprentice, you're fired, right? It's always about conflict. It's always about bullying. It's always about authoritarianism. And he is setting that up as a precedent to hand this over to the Democrats because people get sick and tired of him personally and politically. And so now we see in New Jersey, we have the candidate who won there, Mickey Sherrill, I don't know, it's M-I-K-I-E. It's a woman who says parents cannot opt out of LGBT brainwashing for their kids, not in New Jersey. I'm sorry, that's too important. We're going to do that to your kids. You're not going to be able to opt out. She is the one who won. Thank you, Trump. She demanded taxpayers give money to Planned Parenthood. And she says parents have no rights to opt out their children about offensive LGBT lessons that violate their religious faith. The Supreme Court just weeks ago, in fact, confirmed that a school district in Montgomery County, Maryland, must allow parents to opt children out of those lessons if they want. But she said the parents should not be allowed to take kids out of classes that teach lessons violating their faith. She said, quote, I would push an LGBT education into our schools. I thought they were already there. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out. This is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation, she said. And so now she has been enabled and put into office by this blowback against Trump.
I think I understand their background just fine.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure I do. And I have a lot of pity for them. I'm very sorry for them. We have a lot of comments. Marky Mark in New Jersey, as it would happen. Uh-oh. For what it's worth, American Sniper Chris Kyle's SEAL unit used the Punisher's logo. I'd forgotten about that. I had forgotten.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah. Now I'm just thinking of Jesse Ventura. Radis Bro. Thank you very much, Radis Bro. We appreciate a big support. We appreciate it. Americans are Sir Ian McKellen in the green screen room every day. That's a very sad video, in case none of you have seen it.
I don't get the reference. What is it?
So during the filming of The Hobbit, Peter Jackson had gone full on into CGI territory. He didn't really care too much to do a lot of practical effects like he did in the original Lord of the Rings. For some reason, he was very enamored of the new technology.
Well, I think it's just a big savings as opposed to going to New Zealand to film everything. They were doing everything in a small green room.
However, of course, if you've seen The Hobbit, you know it's not nearly as good as Lord of the Rings. Not even close. But Ian McKellen is sitting in this all green room that they're going to turn into Bilbo's kitchen, you know, where they're all sitting around and eating, and it's just him in there, and they're going to green screen it.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Everyone, and he eventually has just this breakdown where he's almost in tears, and he says, "This isn't what I became an actor for." You know, the craft, everything has changed so dramatically. He's alone in a green room with cameras pointed at him. He's not acting with another actor. There's nothing to play off of. He's just there in a green room with nothing, and he's sitting there just, you know.
I'm in a virtual reality hell.
Here, just, so. This is awful. What am I doing?
As opposed to all the clever stuff they did with forced perspective for the Hobbits in the original.
Yeah, and in that, you know, they went, I saw the specials, you know, where they talked about how they would hand make the armor, you know, the weapons, all the, everything was crafted.
Yeah, they had two guys crafting chainmail nonstop during the entire filming of the movies.
Yeah, everything was practical and real. And I think, you know, from his perspective, you know, that put him in the moment, right? Mm. And he kind of just feels like he's standing up in this absurd situation, you know, reciting lines.
Into the ether. You
yeah,
know?
That's just, right.
I speak and they're gone.
Yeah, I sympathize with that. I think that's a really valid point. I mean, and it's kind of interesting too, because I guess maybe they didn't have the technology where they could have gone virtual with that stuff at the time, but you know, they went in so far into getting all of that stuff ultra realistic, even things that wouldn't necessarily show. And I remember when we watched the clips from it, they were saying, well, what it does is it prepares the actors, because even though it may not show up on the camera, you know, they can tell that it's there. And that's the reality.
Yeah. And what they did for Lord of the Rings, it kind of was the last movie of its kind ever made. This massive, massive, massive production where everything was, you know, handmade. It was crafted for purpose. And just, you don't see that kind of thing anymore. It's just, oh, we'll do it in post. We'll do it in the green screen room. No, we'll spend most of the budget on the rendering for the computers and for the promotion of it. We're going to spend more money shilling this on the TV, you know, on commercials.
And of course, the Hobbit Village is still in New Zealand. It's a big tourist attraction. We saw this thing on.
I imagine Lord of the Rings is the best thing to ever happen for New Zealand's tourism board.
Yeah, we saw this clip that came up real shortly. You know, we have at night we'll kind of watch like a 10-minute video or something of just kind of unusual things that people put together. And so one of them was this clip. A couple was getting married at the Hobbit Village, and Elijah Wood was there. And he comes up and he gets between the two of them. They get their picture taken with him. And he was actually pretty short.
Frodo Baggins.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, so I mean, the real stuff is still there. So
you got to, again, New Zealand must be, they must have someone out there daily taking care of it, polishing it, making sure it stays in good condition.
Yeah.
I imagine Lord of the Rings nerds are a significant portion of New Zealand's GDP. I'd go just to see it. I mean, I'll never make it to New Zealand, but I would if I could.
It's a long trip.
It's a long trip, quite expensive, beautiful, beautiful country. Mm-hmm. See, why didn't we take over New Zealand? I doubt they'd even fight back. We could do that. We could make it the 51st state.
The billionaires are taking it over.
Kick them out.
They want to get down there just in case there is a nuclear war. They feel like that's going to be a little bit safer.
I'm going to show up.
Give them a little bit more time, I guess.
I'm going to show up in New Zealand with one singular gun and no one can stop me. Give me all your Kiwis. Karen Carpenter, 27, says gabapentin is also being widely prescribed for pets as well.
I bet.
Not gonna be giving them to any of our pets. And Max, in fact, most doctors tell you they are rare and not to worry, talking about the side effects. They always downplay
it. That's what they always say.
Well, these happen, but they're very rare. They're not very common at all. It's, you know, it's one in a thousand.
Dr. Lance was injured with that Quinn. Whatever the thing was. Anyway, the antibiotic.
Levofloxacin.
Yeah, it's like Cipro, that whole family of antibiotics. And I went back and talked to the pharmacist because they did not tell him. They did not give him a warning about that.
Yeah, I wasn't told that the side effects were rare. I wasn't told about the side effects at all. I was just told specifically make sure you take the full course of antibiotics.
It has a black box warning, and the physician is supposed to tell you. The pharmacist is supposed to tell you. The black box warning, however, is typically not conveyed to people, and so it just becomes a liability inoculation, if you will, for the pharmaceutical companies and for the FDA. So they protect themselves by putting a black box label on it. But then when the physicians and the pharmacists are there, they don't tell you about it. And his response was, well, you know, you can get too much water and it can harm you. This is not water that you're dispensing. It just disgusts me to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Star Barkley says, a lot of people have embraced Christianity after seeing the peace people like Grace's family have. They say, I want that.
I agree.
That's true. Because, I mean, even as someone who is a Christian, I don't know if I'd be able to exemplify that kind of peace and calm under those circumstances.
And yeah, he's handled it exactly right. You know, he hasn't just said, oh, well, it doesn't matter. No, he is trying to do something for her memory, also do something to help his fellow citizens that are out there that are also, exposed to the same type of system.
He's fighting it, but he's staying calm and articulate. And he's still being kind. Like, even when he's talked about the doctors who did it, he's never flown off the handle or called them names or anything, which I could not do. I'll freely admit I could not do that.
Obviously, I can't do that either, because I just illustrated.
I would be ranting and raving. I'd be screaming. I'd be outside their homes. I'd be in their walls. Big Brit is back again. It says Mamdani got funded by jihad groups. Wow.
Yeah. And part of it, they were saying, look at this, look at all the money that he got from Qatar. And it's like, okay, well, so did Trump and so did Jared Kushner. And so, I mean, this is, you look at the plane that they're giving, was it UAE? I think gave.
Yeah, I believe it's the
Trump,
UAE.
That plane. But yeah, they're all in the pockets of all kinds of special interests.
My friend, I fund all sides. No matter who wins, I win.
That's right. They take money from the Israelis. They take money from the Arabs. They take money from everybody. The technocrats, you name it. They're owned by everybody. They should be wearing their sponsors on their suit like a NASCAR driver. Yeah.
If you've got enough money and a position, I'll shill it. Hi, Boost says, see how the lesser of evil goes? Now we have to vote for Dims because they are better than Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What a time to be alive. The North American Caliphate coming soon. Christian constitutional conservative. Trump keeps up his crap. 2026 will be a blue tidal wave.
It will be.
Yesterday was just a harbinger. Well,
that's right.
I hate to be a nitpicker, but most tidal waves are blue since they're made out of water.
But it is. It's going to be. I mean, they don't realize they're whistling in the dark and they're fooling themselves because they want to tell everybody when you see this massive, energized demonstration against Trump. Well, it doesn't matter. Or it's just old boomers or whatever. Well, guess what? Old boomers are very active politically. They've got money and they've got time and they get active. And so, they're just, they really don't want to admit what is coming and they don't want to push back on Trump. Even if they know that what Trump is doing is wrong, they won't oppose him on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it violates their policies. I won't say principles because I don't think they've got any. But
Big Brit is back again. So a choice between a murderer or a terrorist. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Let me
vote right now. Please. Ugh. I love the political system. I love being involved. It makes you feel so good
Bulldog,
when I vote.
Yeah, I think Bulldog is right. you may not have Abbott may not. I don't know what his tariff against New Yorkers means, but New York City could have exit taxes. Absolutely, could
that's what.
That.
Yeah, that's what Bulldog predicts. NYC exit taxes coming. LOL. Yeah, you better get out before he takes office. Get out while the getting is good. Evacuate.
Yeah, you still got a couple
New York
months
while you can before they put the wall up.
Yeah, you still got a couple months before they swear him in.
Better take the chance you have. Radis Bro says, pretty sure it was the illegal and immigrant vote, but we don't even have real elections, so what's it matter?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Brian and Deb McCartney says, damn Momi.
Our damn mommy is what you can call him when he institutes the government child care services. Yeah.
On the upside, you know, escape from New York becomes more real every day. I can't wait to meet Snake Plissken.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Trump's doing the taco dance again now, this time about the shutdown and the SNAP stuff. And this is, again,
you put the tariff on, you take the tariff off.
This is just, he can't make up his mind about anything. And the way that he does all this stuff is the worst aspect. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Wait a minute, where am I?
Sorry, Jefferson. The scoundrels who put America on central bank fiat currency used our heads on their coins as some sort of trophy. Despicable.
This is outrageous. Washington, I spent my life fighting centralized power. Now the Federal Reserve monopoly parades us around on their monopoly money. Tell me there's some good news to all this.
Well, there is a coin they can't control. One that isn't backed by the Fed, but backed by the Fed Up. The all-new David Knight Show commemorative coin. Now patriots can support a show that won't sell out with a limited edition coin that's sure to sell out quickly.
They say money talks, and this coin has something worth listening to. The truth doesn't need inflation, only support.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
All right, welcome back. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the shutdown, because it just keeps morphing. It's kind of like Trump's tariffs. He keeps changing it one way after the other. Now he is vowing to withhold SNAP benefits until government is reopening. And so it's on and off, just like the tariffs. First, he's not going to do it, he says, because unlike everything else that he sees, it's not an emergency. Wait a minute. You've got a lot of people who have been put on this for decades and allowed to be put on here, incentivized to do this, just as they have set up the open trade system, and he wants to rip that out all at once, and especially considering the fact that there are some people who really need it and really depend on it, especially children. And so he says, no, I'm not going to do anything about that. By the way, have you seen my new ballroom? That's one of the reasons we saw the kind of election results we did yesterday.
He was then upset because for years, presidents haven't had balls. So
yeah, that's right. So now, they sue him, and he's had two judges say, no, it's actually in the law. This is the kind of emergency that we have these reserve funds for, and you need to release them. And then he says, okay, well, I'll do it partially, you know, till we run out of funds with that or something. Now he's coming back. This is position number four he's had. Now I'm going to withhold it, and I'm going to use it as leverage to get the Democrats to come back in. And so that's what the people are looking at. They're saying, you know, he's weaponizing this against us because he has no concern for the people who are on this. And again, not everybody that's on it is gaming this system. Trump warned on Tuesday that he will not allow federal food benefits to be paid until the government reopens, and he's taken a hardened position that puts millions of low-income households directly in the political blast zone. Two federal courts only last week ruled that the administration must pay the SNAP program, at least partially. SNAP is something that's being used by 42 million Americans. The majority of people on it are children and people over 60. So Trump, when he's complaining about this, it says, well, these were haphazardly handed to anyone for the asking, as opposed to just those in need. Well, when he makes a statement like that, he is admitting that there are some people who actually are in need, and he's going to throw them under the bus for this. Again, I don't like the welfare system because I don't think it serves the people on it very well. I think it is counterproductive for them. And I think there's other ways that they should be helped, but I think they should be helped. And to do this all of a sudden and just to throw these people out the door while he is ingratiating himself with billionaires for his own particular projects is just the height of bad optics, if nothing else. If it doesn't show his callousness.
I mean, as Christians, we are called to help the needy. It's supposed to be our duty. We're not supposed to pawn this off onto the government.
That's
right.
It's
a mechanistic force that happens. We're called to be involved in it. And it really is a blessing to you when you're able to give. I'm not saying I've got a ton of experience in it. I'm not some big philanthropist that donates a lot.
So many people will say, has the attitude in the sense that, oh, well, I gave it the office type of thing, right?
Yeah, they're already taking it out of my paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. And
but
so
it truly
I don't have any more. The government's going to take care of the thing, what I should be doing for my fellow man. I don't have to worry about it.
It can also be extremely helpful to see how much of a hold the money has on you. You know, when you are actually actively the person who is dispensing it and parting with it, it really does show you, you know, how much value you're placing on it.
Yeah.
And it can be a really good and helpful thing to see, oh, I'm too attached to this. I'm placing too much value on the amount of value I have. And it's just, it is a blessing to be able to give, and the government through taxation is, you know, kind of stealing that from you.
That's right.
They're not just stealing the physical thing.
That's right. So if this happens, what he's now saying, it'll be the first time that a government shutdown has disrupted the flow of SNAP payments. The program is one of the few cross-partisan anti-poverty lifelines that, until now, has been immunized against the effects of shutdowns. Yet Trump, while telegraphing that the legal rulings will not stand in his way, is indicating that he intends to tie food support to his fight with the congressional Democrats in a bid to force a concession amid the current standoff. The White House has not yet addressed the contradiction because Trump's declaration and the court orders are already in place. Again, it is a stupid policy from a political standpoint, regardless of what you think about these various programs. It is tone deaf, and he is absolutely blind to what is going on. As a matter of fact, the people who oppose him are quick to jump on this. The Lincoln Project, that has always opposed Trump from the very beginning, goes back with a commercial saying,
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Trump was right about the shutdowns. Listen to what Trump said in the past about the president's responsibility during a shutdown. He said, it's not often, but sometimes Donald Trump is right.
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the president of the United States. He's the one that has to get people together.
The president's the leader. And he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. In 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the President of the United States.
With Congress, you have to get everybody in a room, and you have to get them to agree. You have to get people in, grab them, hug them, kiss them, and get the deal done.
We said we agree now. Well, of course, the other thing you can do is you can threaten to hurt the poor people out there. That ought to work, right? I'm going to bully these people on food stamps or whatever. So CNN anchor called out Mike Johnson because he always gives the same answer when somebody asks him something crazy about Donald Trump. And here's what he always says.
I don't know anything about that. I didn't see the interview. You have to ask the president about that. I don't know any of the details of that yet. I just heard about that literally. I was walking in.
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I don't know the latest developments. That's first I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it. I know
nothing.
About with the children.
Right.
I haven't seen that, so I'm not going to comment on it.
I know nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, he knows nothing.
I hadn't seen that clip. I didn't.
Yeah. Trump's repeated insistence that he doesn't know anything about the pardon of the Binance co-founder, they call him CZ, because his name is Changping Zhao. He pardoned him. And so he's asked by this 60 Minutes interview, one thing we don't have about Joe Biden, said Democrat Moskowitz. He says, we don't have him on camera being asked a question, do you know about the pardon? And Joe Biden going, no, I know nothing about it. He says, we got Trump right here for the American people to see. He's going, no, I don't know this guy, Zhao. I don't know anything at all about it. And Scott Jennings, who was part of the panel, said, it's true, you don't have Joe Biden on camera about much of anything in the last 3 months. And then another one says, well, you made a point about Mike Johnson, because this has become a common refrain for him. He's asked about something that Trump says, and it's all over the news, and apparently the news doesn't get to him. Somebody played that clip that I just played for you. So legal experts are mocking Trump's Department of Justice over his latest move, and again, his vendetta against Comey and some of the other people like Letitia James. I think Letitia James is a crook, and I don't support these people either. However, what he's doing is not going to stick for a number of reasons. First of all, because of, as I pointed out before, the reasons that James Comey was fired are some of the same reasons that they are not going to be able to succeed in this prosecution when they go back and look at the statements that were made when they fired him. It's a big problem. But then they also have another issue, and that is that Trump kind of hastily put in his personal attorney, Lindsey Halligan, someone with no experience in prosecutions whatsoever. He put her in at the last minute because they were up against the clock in terms of a statute of limitations on these charges. And he wanted to get this stuff out. And Pam Bondi was not moving quickly enough, or she couldn't find charges on people. That's one of the things they've been saying. He wanted to get Adam Schiff, but they couldn't find any criminal charges on him. So again, it's like, bring me the man, let's find the crime. That kind of thing, and they couldn't find charges against him. I don't agree with Adam Schiff on anything, but they were having trouble still finding charges against him. But they came up with a couple of things for James Comey and for Letitia James. They put these people's real estate records through the ringer in order an AI to search out everything they'd ever done. And again, she may have lied on these things. It depends on your interpretation of whether it was for personal use or not. She had a relative who was staying in it and not paying rent, so you can't necessarily say that she lied so she could get rent-free property. You could say that, I think, about the woman who he came after with the Federal Reserve, one of the Board of Governors people, Lisa, what was her name? Lisa Cook or something?
I think Lisa Cook.
Anyway, you know, you could make the case that she lied and then said it was for personal use when it's going to be for income property, and she got a more favorable rate with that. But I don't know about Letitia James on that particular charge. Anyway, he wants to move quickly, so he puts in somebody who has no experience as a prosecutor because the prosecutors are saying, I'm not going to do this. It's too flimsy an evidence. And so he put her in right away. And it turns out that she has to be appointed by Pam Bondi, and they realized that Pam Bondi had not done that. Pam Bondi actually opposed her appointment. And so that creates a legal technicality for them to push back on this. The Department of Justice on Monday submitted a filing in the cases of James Comey and Letitia James defending the appointment of interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan. But multiple attorneys, professors, and journalists are blasting the DOJ in what they view as a last-ditch effort to keep Halligan in her role. Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed to have, quote, retroactively appointed former Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan as a, quote, special attorney, unquote, for DOJ, and has, quote, ratified all of her actions to date. So she's bona fide or not?
She's a rat, all right.
Including her presentations to the grand juries that indicted Trump's enemies. Legal journalist Chris Guider posted the DOJ filing and the appointment while quipping that Bondi has dressed up as a lawyer on Halloween.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Evidently, time travel is now one of the Trump administration's powers, he said, because of the retroactive appointment. So he said, we still have no clue how Pam Bondi can legally go back in time and appoint Halligan to a position as of 6 weeks ago. Realizing that the appointment of Lindsey Halligan is fatally flawed, Pam Bondi engages in some quick steps to try to salvage things. Will it work? Well, it shouldn't, actually. She was installed to replace former interim U.S. Attorney Eric Siebert, who was forced out of his role after declining to bring charges against Comey and James. Conservative attorney George Conway argued last month that Halligan's appointment was not lawful, according to the federal statute that governs U.S. attorneys' vacancies, and that her indictments of Comey and James should be thrown out. And if that happens, they cannot be refiled because of the time. So that's going to be the next thing that is going to get Trump angry.
This is your 4D chess master, by the way.
That's right. This is their screw up. We really need to talk about ratification, wrote another lawyer. The administration keeps thinking that it can take garbage decisions made with no authority and somehow retroactively clean them up. This is not how anything can possibly work. At some point, the courts really need to start holding the DOJ in contempt with real consequences, said a neuroscientist. He says, as long as we're making up new rules and new powers for ourselves, I hereby retroactively unappoint Bondi and de-ratify everything that she has done in office, said the individual. So the Trump administration is redirecting tariff revenue, they said, in order to fund the WIC program, the Women and Infants and Children Food Program, as the shutdown is dragging on. So again, we keep seeing all this stuff. Are they going to fund it, or are they not going to fund it? Now you have Caroline Leavitt comes out and says, well, we've transferred $450 million from the tariff windfalls to a nutrition program for women, infants, and children. And so the question is, if this is coming out, it's taken from a fund for agricultural commodity and disaster aid, which is exactly what they said they would not do for the other stuff. And so that's really where it's coming from. And then Caroline Leavitt says that it's coming from tariffs. As a matter of fact, when she's talking about the tariff revenue, she had this to say in terms of tariff revenue. This is her right here.
Country. In fact, this year alone, we are going to cut the deficit by $600 billion, namely because of the president's effective use of tariffs. And the president strongly believes that economic security is a matter of national security. And tariffs have a lot to do with that. And this case is not just about President Trump. It's about the use of this emergency authorization for tariffs for future presidents and administrations to come. And we're confident and hopeful that the Supreme Court will do the right thing.
Yeah, so future presidents to come, including Democrats, will just be able to impose tariffs on us at will. And when you look at this, this is why I call them Democrats, because they're constantly bragging. Look at all the new tax revenue we've got, right? How's that going to roll out? Well, we know that eventually it's going to be passed on to consumers. It's always been an understanding of people in the Republican Party who are paying any attention that you can't tax corporations, because the corporation is either going to pass that tax on or it's going to go out of business. And so it might be in an industry where they have huge profit margins, but that's typically not the case because of competition. And so if you don't have competition in your country, you're going to wind up with competition in another country. It's going to put you out of business. The bottom line is that these tariffs are taxes, and they're going to be paid by us. So $600 billion, they say. Is that supposed to be a feature, or is that a bug? I went back and I looked at the biggest tax increases that we've ever had in America. The biggest one was from a Democrat by the name of FDR. Surprise, surprise. What he did was he had the Revenue Act of 1942, which was basically done on income tax. He raised the income tax rates to 75% for workers and to 88% for people who were investors. That brought in $10 billion. That was in 1942. But of course, since our government is spending so much money and printing so much money, they have monetized the debt and they have demonetized the dollar to the extent that today that $10 billion record revenue that the government got in 1942 would now be equivalent to $200 billion, 20 times more, because that's how much they've taken away 95% of the value of the dollar since 1942. So that would be $200 billion. Think about what she just said. She's bragging about the fact that they have raised taxes by three times the amount that FDR did. Except with the Trump administration, they're not doing it on the individuals. They are doing it in a way to try to hide it from you. They're doing it through the corporations. And everybody's going to look at this and say, why is the price of everything going up? Well, because it will go up. There's a delay right now. As I pointed out, studies have gone through and looked at the tariffs that were put on by Trump in his previous administration. And they found out there was several months delay when they were finally imposed. And of course, there's been several months of haggling back and forth by the Trump administration. Finally, when he puts them on and they start to collect the revenue, the money that, you know, the charges are going to be passed on, but there'll be a delay. And there'll also be a delay when they take this stuff off, if they ever do. That's what they found. And so, again, is this supposed to be a good thing to raise taxes? Three times more than FDR did. That's what she's bragging about. That's why I call them Democrats. I mean, they're Democrats, they're socialists, they're central planners, and they're harming the economy. They're harming businesses with their indecision. But the magnitude of taxes that they put on, you should pay attention to that, because this is going to have big, big consequences. And so, let me get back to the original article here. So $600 billion, we're proud of that. But just think about the fact that if they've got a $600 billion windfall, they're only going to give $450 million for women, infants, and children. So on the one hand, they want to tell us that they're flush with cash because of tariffs, and that's a good thing, that they have pulled that money out of the productive economy and put it in the possession of politicians. That's never a good thing. But they've got this big chest of $600 billion in tariffs, free money. But they're not going to use any of that for the women, infants, and children. This is why I say they are digging their own grave with all this stuff. They'll use less than one-tenth of 1% they will give to feed children. The administration revealed on Monday that it would use emergency funds in part to pay for November's SNAP benefits. But then the very next day, Trump says, no, I'm going to hold that back, even though it's in the law, even though the judges, two different judges have said it's in the law and you got to pay it. He says, no, I'm going to hold that back and I'm going to use the kids' food money, their lunch money. I'm going to use that as a leverage against the Democrats.
Those are some nice kids you got there. It'd be a shame if something would have happened to them, like they go hungry at lunchtime. It'd be a real shame if that would have happened.
That's right. So two federal judges on Friday ruled that the USDA is required to tap emergency funds to disperse food stamps, dismissing the agency's claims that it does not have enough resources. So again, she's bragging about the fact they've got $600 billion in tariffs that are there. And they're going to give 0.1% of that, less than that. That'd be $600 million if they were to give it 0.1%. So they're not even going to give 0.1% to the kids for food. They're bragging about that. And they're also saying it's not an emergency, when everything is an emergency for Trump. Judges highlighted $6 billion in congressionally appropriated contingency reserves, such as a $3 billion earmarked through fiscal 2026 that can be used to cover benefits, negating USDA memos that suggested the funds could not be used amid a government shutdown. So again, this is a memo from a bureaucracy that is under Trump. This is Brooke Rollins again, the same one who, by a memo, said we're going to inject all the chickens with mRNA and all the beef and all the pork as well. So she also says that she's not going to let kids have food either with a memo. And they're saying, well, that's actually in the law, but they're not going to do it. And they don't realize the real political issues that they're going to bring up with all of this stuff. So it truly is amazing when we look at the Trump administration shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, when you wear clown shoes that big, it's a large target.
Yeah.
We've got a comment here. Pro-human says, as a New Yorker, I'd like to say everyone has fun crapping on us, but there are a few DK supporters here, maybe a dozen, and visiting once or twice doesn't make you an expert. Politics isn't everything. I apologize if I come across too harsh. I don't take anything too seriously. I like to make fun of just about everything, and I want you to love where you're from. If you're from New York, I want you to think New York is the best city on the planet. I want you to love it, like where I love the town I live in. I want the Nigerian to love Nigeria. I want the Chinese to love China. That's just how it is. Like, I want, like, friendly rivalry. Like, you can make fun of where I'm from. I'll make fun of where you're from. Just don't take it too seriously. I hope you love New York. I hope you love New York City. And I know you want the best for it. That's just where just how I feel about things. Like, I like a little bit of bullying, some, you know, making fun of things.
Farm living is a life for me.
Exactly.
Land spreading out so far and wide.
And of course, loving New York kind of includes hating the government that rules it.
Especially. I know a lot of people in New York who do hate the government that rules it, that's there. But that's one of the key things. It's just the traffic and the congestion and the government that is making everything congested the rest of your life that's there. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some bubbles. And we've got the guy who was the traitor behind The Big Short, and he is now sounding the alarm as to what he thinks is going to happen with artificial intelligence. So maybe we should pay special attention to him. And we've got Sam Altman, who himself was talking about how, well, maybe the whole thing is overpriced. And he was called out about that on a podcast, and he absolutely lost it. We'll be right back.
Globalist next move. And now, the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard-
about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks.
Yes.
And before we get into more news, real quickly, I do want to remind you, homesteadproducts.shop has popcorn kernels now. They're organic. They're high quality. You pop them yourself. You get to add your own spices, your own seasonings, your own real butter, not the fake garbage they put on it at the movie theaters or in the packages. So if you want high quality popcorn, if you want a tasty snack, you can go to homesteadproducts.shop and get some of their new popcorn there. And of course, they have all kinds of other products as well. It's not limited to just popcorn. You can get some freeze dried eggs if you're looking for survival food.
And of course, this is now the time that people should be getting some popcorn, because we live in interesting times.
We
gotta sit there and pop some of the stuff while you're watching what is really going, wondering where it's going to go next. Because it is very entertaining, isn't it? You know, even though it's very concerning.
Speaking of interesting times, you can also go to jacklawsonbooks.com to get your hands on the Civil Defense Manuals, Volume 1 and 2. They're both very large. They've got a lot of information. And in uncertain times, these can help you prepare. You want to have a hard copy if the grid goes down. You don't want to be sitting there trying to Google, how do I not die? You prefer to have that on hand. So go to jacklawsonbooks.com, check out the Civil Defense Manual. And lastly, go to davidknight.news and check out all the ways you can directly support the show, whether it's subscribestar.com/TheDavidKnightShow, where we have a lot of different tiers that you can choose from, if one fits your budget, or a Cash App, you can send money directly, Zelle, or a check in the mail. We have the P.O. Box listed. It is David Knight, P.O. Box 994, Kodak, Tennessee, 37764. It is because of your support that we're able to continue the show, and we really do appreciate all the people who support us.
And, of course, you can, if you're a subscriber to our supporter, you get the audio podcast of the show without any commercials. And
yes,
you can do that now at Subscribestar, if you want to. You can
Substack.
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 Yeah.
They get it without commercials as
That's
well.
Right.
Subscribestar, they also get a full list of the articles that we cover on the show. I try to get it up daily. Sometimes it ends up being a day late with the little guy. He takes up a lot of time. But as a general rule, it's daily. You get the full list, and you get links to the full show as well.
Well, as everybody is talking about Mom Danny and the economic havoc that they think he's going to unleash on New York, just think about the economic havoc that has been unleashed on us for the last 5 years, beginning with the lockdown and the massive trillions of dollars that were put in there with the stimulus check. And as Thomas Massie pointed out, that was going to have a cumulative effect, and we're now seeing that in terms of the rapid acceleration of debt, because the precedent that was set by Trump was followed up with by Biden. You can look at the rate of the accumulation of the U.S. debt, and it was going up at a particular slope. And then when Trump did that in 2020, put a whole new slope on it and started going up much more rapidly, and Biden maintained that same rate of growth throughout his regime. And so when you're looking at, again, you know, talking about the Civil Defense Manual, it's not the things that they're talking about Mom Danny doing are not sustainable, and they're crazy policies, but it's nothing compared to the kinds of things that have been the landmines that have been laid by the Trump administration going back to 2020 and all the stuff with the pandemic. I mean, look at the commercial real estate issue, for example, that Gerald Celente has talked about so much. That's really big in the big cities like New York, but it's going to affect a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And of course, the stock market crashing is going to have a huge impact as well. We don't know when that's going to happen, but we do know that Michael Burry is betting that it's going to happen soon, because he has taken out now futures, shorting the AI stocks, specifically NVIDIA and Palantir. And he has, his shorts are really focused more on Palantir than anything else. But it all is part of the AI bubble that has been oversold. And many people, even people in the AI industry, have been talking about that and warning people about it. But Michael Burry, if you've seen the movie or read the book, The Big Short, very interesting book. He was a person who was played by, Christian Bale. Christian Bale played it. Very interesting to go back and look at that. And he was one of two or three people who saw it coming and made a lot of money betting against it, because Wall Street is a casino. And these are people who bet on this game here. He wagered, and that's the right word to use, a casino like the stock market. He's now wagered $1.1 billion that shares are going to fall dramatically for NVIDIA and Palantir. The move will intensify concerns about a possible bubble in AI stocks following a surge in values driven by hope of a huge future earnings from this sector. Last week, Mr. Burry returned to X for the first time since April of 2023 to post warnings about a bubble. Last Thursday, he posted a picture of Christian Bale, who played him in the movie The Big Short. And he said, "Sometimes we see bubbles. Sometimes there is something to do about it. And sometimes the only winning move is to not to play." But he's not just simply getting out of the market like Warren Buffett did. He is playing. And what he's doing is he's placed a massive bet, $1 billion, that it's going to happen sometime soon, because these contracts typically go out. I don't know how far it goes out, but the shorts usually only last for a few months, I think. I've never done it myself. But again, it's about 84% of the $1 billion is placed against Palantir, about 16% against NVIDIA. He also bought call options betting on Halliburton and Pfizer. And so, again, he thinks that they're going to go up. So he is doing the puts and calls, betting that the stocks are going to go up or down. He now believes that there is an AI bubble which is due to pop, and due to pop soon. Burry rose to prominence after predicting the collapse of America's mortgage-backed securities market, which triggered the global financial crisis in 2007. He made what was then a controversial long-term billion-dollar bet, stating in 2005, starting in 2005, against the U.S. mortgage market. The wager eventually increased the value of his fund by 489%. It's about five times when the system collapsed. Now, the story was detailed in the 2010 book, The Big Short, and then 5 years later, a film, The Big Short, and his role was played by Christian Bale. Last week, NVIDIA became the first publicly traded company in the world to surpass $5 trillion in value, making it worth more than the total GDP of Germany. Palantir, an AI data analysis company, has also been identified as a winner from a rapid increase in the use of technology. Its stock has risen by 400% over the last year. So, again, even though Palantir's primary customer is not market-based and doesn't really need to see any immediate payback of anything, because they sell everything to the government, pretty much. So that kind of insulates them from any kind of market reality. Nevertheless, when their stock goes up by 400%, as MIT pointed out, that the vast majority of AI investments were yielding zero return for businesses. But again, the government doesn't care about that. And the real killer app for AI is to kill people and to surveil them and to control them. And that's what the government wants from this stuff. Even Steve Altman of OpenAI said, "Are investors overexcited?" In my opinion, yes, he said. And he thinks that they've overbought as well. So, again, Michael Burry's billion-dollar bet is 80% of his fund that he's put in there. So he's going really big on all this stuff. And it is a a bet that the AI industry bubble is about to burst. This article from The Verge says the AI industry is running on FOMO, fear of missing out. On earnings calls last week, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Meta reported more than $350 billion this year on capital expenditures. All four of them told investors to expect the numbers to skyrocket even further next year. Microsoft said higher. Amazon said an increase. Google said a significant increase. And Meta said notably larger. And so people are starting to look at it and say, but even you guys are not making that much money to justify this. Some investors are asking the same questions. And Brad Gerstner, an OpenAI investor and a CEO of Altimeter Capital, asked OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman in his podcast on Friday how a company with $13 billion in revenue can make a $1.4 trillion spending commitment. It's 100 times more.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Than they're making, right, on an annual basis. So you've got to believe that the revenue is going to explode, because otherwise it would take them 100 years to pay for this stuff. I don't know what the carrying charges would be on a credit card. Anyway, now, though, agents from OpenAI, Google, and others are in users' hands, though the companies promise that they will steadily improve at automating tedious tasks. They're not taking the world by storm in their current state. Some investors seemed wary about whether there is a coherent plan at all. Meta made headlines in 2025 for spending billions to lure AI engineers and researchers away from competitors for its brand new super intelligence team, then announced internal restructuring and layoffs soon after. And I've seen this type of thing as well, too. When I worked at TI, they would go through hiring binges, and then they would go through periods of time where they fire everybody and then repeat that over and over again. It's like, what is going on with this thing? I mean, when I first went there, I remember they flew us in as recent college graduates, and you could tell everybody was about the same age. And, you know, we'd all just graduated from college, and we're all staying in the same hotel, and we've all got the same rental car. It was really kind of humorous. And we all get in the car at the same time, and we're all like in a line almost going to Texas Instruments interview. And then it wasn't, but just a couple of years later, they were firing everybody. And it was crazy, but that's what these companies do. Anyway, Meta's AI initiative comes on the heels of a quixotic quest for the virtual reality metaverse, in which it has so far spent and lost tens of billions of dollars through its Reality Labs division. And so people are looking at this and saying, well, maybe they don't know. Maybe they're not as smart as they want everybody to think that they are. But as I pointed out before, Sam Altman was in this podcast, and he lost his cool when he was asked about the small revenue compared to what they are planning to spend. And so this guy, Brad Gerstner, when he asked him, Altman lost his cool when he was asked outright, how does this all add up? You got revenues of $13 billion, and you got spending commitments of $1.4 trillion? You heard the criticism, Sam. And so then Sam gets pretty upset and he says, well, if you want to sell your shares, I'll find you a buyer. Enough. Don't talk about this. Surprised by the confrontation, Gerstner let out a laugh in response. He says, I think there's a lot of people who talk with a lot of breathless concern about our compute stuff or whatever that would be. They would be thrilled to buy your shares. We could sell your shares or anybody else's to some of the people who are making the most noise on Twitter about this very quickly, he said. So, yeah, these guys get very upset. I remember when Bill Gates kept shorting Tesla stock. I guess he lost a lot of money on it because Tesla stocks continued to go up and really got the ire of Elon Musk. And
I guess Tesla's good for something then.
But, not too clear what's going to happen right now. There's been a big pushback because Musk wants them to sign up for a $1 trillion compensation package for him. And some of the investors there are pushing back on that. He goes on to, he wouldn't talk about actual numbers. He would only say, quote, revenue is growing steeply, and saying that OpenAI is taking an open bet that it's going to continue to grow. Well, that's what it is. It's bets on both sides of this, you know. OpenAI is laying the groundwork for an initial public offering that could value the company at up to $1 trillion, he said. So there we go. That's always the fallback. If you can't make money, what you do is you sell stories on Wall Street. Wall Street is built of multiple stories. Bitcoin has fallen below 101,000. And dropped to five-month lows on Tuesday. The price of Bitcoin decreased 6% over the last day to about $100,980, a level not seen since June when the cryptocurrency last was priced under $100,000. I don't know where it is today. But so far, Bitcoin has been down 12.5% over the last week. Ethereum has dropped 18%. Ripple has gone down 17%. Solana has gone down 23%. Remember, Ripple and Solana were some of these companies that were singled out by Trump when he's talking about a Bitcoin reserve. Everybody was very optimistic about a Bitcoin reserve. They thought some of the money would go to Ethereum. But then Trump started throwing in some of these companies that people really weren't investing much in them in terms of cryptocurrency and got everybody kind of spooked at one point or the other.
Also, the current price of Bitcoin appears to be $103,000.
So it's gone up a little bit.
$103,000.
Dropped down below the $100,000. Well, I'm very concerned about all of these different things. And again, Bitcoin doesn't seem to be moving as a kind of a safe haven thing. In other words, it doesn't move in opposition to the markets. It moves with the markets, which I think is kind of a strange thing. And we had a Russian expert talked about Bitcoin and was very skeptical of it. The U.S. is now trying to rewrite the rules of the gold and cryptocurrency markets. Remember the size of their debt, $35 trillion. Oh, this is going to be a couple months old because it's now 38. These two sectors, crypto and gold, are essentially alternatives to the traditional global currency system. Washington's actions in this area clearly highlight one of their main goals, to urgently address the declining trust in the dollar. As in the 1930s and the 1970s, the U.S. plans to solve its financial problems at the world's expense, he says. This time by pushing everyone into the crypto cloud. Over time, once part of the U.S. national debt is placed into stable coins, Washington will devalue that debt. Put simply, they have a $35 trillion currency debt. They'll move it into the crypto cloud, devalue it, and start from scratch. That's the reality for those who are so enthusiastic about crypto. I think that really is the plan. I think that's why the Secretary of Commerce is the main stablecoin guy that Trump has brought in. And, of course, the real concern as well is also the tokenization, which is very much like the securitization fraud that Michael Burry was talking about, saw and talked about going back to 2005, 2007.
I would say the biggest question from central banks is what is the role?
And here's the guy who made so much money. You're talking about Michael Burry. Well, that really helped to set up
digitizing their own
Larry Fink.
What does that mean for the role of the dollar? If every currency digitizes and we have it, you know, what does that mean for bank payments? What does that mean for the payment companies like MasterCard and Visa? All these are being questioned right now. I think we spend so much time talking about AI. We're not spending enough time talking about how quickly we're going to tokenize every financial asset and the opportunity we're going to have a digital wallet and moving, you know, ETFs and other things through a digital wallet. And I think that's going to happen worldwide very rapidly. And I think most countries are ill-prepared for that and underappreciate how technology is changing that, not unlike how technology is changing AI and other things. It will be changing the technology around the plumbing of finance.
Yeah, the plumbing is a good analogy for it, I think. the sewage.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's a good point that you made, that he was the one who really made out like abandoned, quite mm-hmm. literally, in 2008 collapse, because he was a big part of it and got a lot of bailout money that was then used to start BlackRock, which has been influencing the U.S. ever since.
That's right.
And going to do the same thing with whatever next crisis he creates.
I believe it is a pump and dump, especially the stablecoin stuff. And he does want to securitize and to tokenize every financial asset. And that is such a warning, because that's what real estate is real, right? What they do, they wrecked it by tokenizing it. And that's what the securitization was, really. They made it not real. And they're going to do the same type of thing with this. And so that's why I say, you know, they'll even tokenize gold. However, physical gold will still be in your control, but I do think all this crypto stuff is a pump and dump by the usual suspects. Speaking of usual suspects, getting back to this pardon for the Binance founder, CZ, or Changpeng Zhao, convicted of money laundering. And so Trump was asked in the 60 Minutes interview about why he pardoned CZ.
This year, the president has pardoned or shortened the sentences of more than 1,600 people. The latest pardon was for a cryptocurrency tycoon.
That hairline is
known
crazy.
As CZ. The company CZ founded, Binance, helped boost the profile of the Trump family's crypto firm, World Liberty Financial.
He pled guilty in 2023 to violating anti-money laundering laws.
Right.
The government at the time said that CZ had caused significant harm to U.S. national security, essentially by allowing terrorist mm-hmm. groups like Hamas to move millions of dollars around. Why did you pardon him?
Okay, are you ready? I don't know who he is. I know he got a four-month sentence or something like that, and I heard it was a Biden witch hunt.
In 2020...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
T5, his crypto exchange Binance, helped facilitate a $2 billion purchase of World Liberty Financial's stablecoin. And then you pardoned CZ. How do you address the appearance of pay for play?
Well, here's the thing. I know nothing about it because I'm too busy doing the other.
But he got a
pardon.
Tell you that, but he got a pardon.
No, I can only tell you this. my sons are into it. I'm glad they are because it's probably a great industry, crypto. I think it's good. You know, they're running a business. They're not in government.
Because you were.
Yeah, my sons are doing it. You know, like Hunter. So it's, they're doing this and a, you know, they've all got their scams that they're working, don't they?
So and I think, both the left and the right has the opinion of, well, if the president's son does it, it's not illegal.
That's right. If the president's son does it, it's not illegal. And, again, I don't know anything about it.
Anything about that? I didn't see the interview. You have to ask the president about that. I don't know any of the details.
I didn't see the pardon. I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I don't know the latest developments. That's first I've heard of that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what you're talking about with the children. I haven't seen that, so I'm not going to comment on it.
I know nothing.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, he said that about Ghislaine Maxwell, Trump did as well. I haven't heard that name for a very long time. There was something about that somewhere, you know, somebody that he hung out with for years. 15 years when he was around, Jeffrey Epstein, but he doesn't really know who that is. And, of course, he doesn't know anything about this guy, even though this guy is the one who got them started in their World Liberty Financial thing, right, which is the big business now for the Trumps. That's their primary business, and he's the one who got them started in it, but they don't know anything about that. Just hours later, after he had pardoned him, he told a reporter that he didn't know why the White House had decided to pardon him, highlighting what MSNBC is calling a brazenly corrupt pardon. Well, I don't know, he said at the time. He was recommended by a lot of people. I don't know who he is. I know he got a 4-month sentence or something like that. I heard it was a Biden witch hunt, he said. Well, Zhao stepped down in 2023 after the firm pled guilty to failing to effectively maintain an anti-money laundering program. And again, I don't like these anti-money laundering things, and it was an attack on the crypto industry from the Biden administration, and people like Elizabeth Warren. All this know your customer stuff, it is, you know, since they're moving the banking industry over to this, which is what Eric Trump has said. He said there's not going to be any banks in another decade for the most part. It's all going to be stablecoin and things like that. So this is know your customer is how they get the information on you so they can report on financial crimes to the government. So, again, I don't look at that as being a real crime. Nevertheless, this isn't his only rodeo with this type of thing. You remember the guy who was a multi-billionaire in crypto, and he paid millions of dollars for that quote-unquote artwork that was a banana that was duct taped to a wall? Remember that? And he paid millions of dollars for that, and then as a sign of ostentatious wealth and power after paying millions of dollars for that. He takes it off the wall and eats the banana, which, again, why let it set up there and rot? I mean, if you're going to pay millions of dollars, you might as well at least get a banana out of it.
Yeah.
All I got is this lousy banana. But
I hope it was the best banana anyone's ever had.
Anyway, that guy was also found guilty, not of something that I think is basically a non-crime. He was found guilty of another crime and got out of jail after he gave, I think it's like $25 million contribution to the Trump campaign. Then he got his pardon. So there's a lot of that stuff that is going around. And so, again, I know nothing at all about that. I didn't see that coming. The only 40 seconds of Fox News covering Trump not knowing who he pardoned. In other words, this is an article from Mediaite, which is a left-wing organization that looks at the media for the most part. And they said, even though he made this ridiculous statement and was called out on it on 60 Minutes, said that for the entire week, I think it was, there was only 40 seconds talking about this on Fox News. The extraordinary admission ricocheted across social and political media in recent days. Fox, however, remains an exception and has given it barely a shrug. The only mention came on Gutfeld late Monday night when the comedian, Tom Shalhoub, riffed on the answer and laughed it off. He told the panel, he said, there's so many good clips in the interview, and you selected some of them, but there was other gems in there as well. My favorite one is when she asked him about his latest pardon, and it was this crypto guy. I didn't know about this crypto guy, but apparently she read all the things he was accused of and said, why did you pardon him? And he said, ready for this? I have no idea who it is. He said his sons are into crypto. He said, my sons are really into crypto, but I'm too busy. I have no idea who he is. But, you know, people said that he was railroaded. So he pardoned him. Yeah, he just kept. That's my favorite answer ever. Well, the only other moment that the instance came up was during a rollback of The View's mockery on Hannity. Trump's comments were unaddressed by guest Lawrence Jones, who slammed the ABC host's commentary as slanderous. By contrast, Fox has continued to hammer Joe Biden's reportedly extensive use of AutoPen and his own pardons when closing out his term in office. They talked about that 164 times in 4 weeks. They're still talking about Biden's AutoPen. But when it comes to Trump, I know nothing. I'm not responsible for anything. This stuff
see
just
no
comes
evil,
through.
Hear no evil, speak no evil.
That's
about
right.
Our dear leader.
But so long as it was his hand signing whatever it was that he didn't know that he was signing, that's okay.
That's right. As long as his hand doesn't know what his head is thinking or what his other hand is doing, that's fine. You just don't want to have it mechanized with an auto pen. Well, gold and silver have been down a little bit as the dollar exchange rate has hit a six-month high. The question, though, is that going to remain? And I think the real issue is when you look at the debt, we have added another $1 trillion faster than we've ever added it. It's accelerating. And that truly is the issue, as that guy was talking about with and Russia, in terms of how they're trying to reposition things into stable coins. Well, AI is taking its toll on jobs. Which jobs? That's the question. Amazon announced on October the 28th that it will eliminate about 14,000 corporate positions in order to stay nimble, they said. UPS, meanwhile, has revealed that it has cut 34,000 operational jobs in the first 9 months of this year. Nestle said on October 16th that it will reduce 16,000 jobs worldwide. Unlike past automation waves that mimic the functions of the human body, replacing manual or routine tasks, AI targets the human brain's cognitive abilities. And so, they said the people who are going to be hurt the most are going to be people who are involved in white-collar tasks. And this is what I've been reporting for a very long time. About 10 years ago, there was a study that was done by South Korea about AI, and they were saying that they thought that by 2030, there'd be massive unemployment. The least they went through it industry by industry, and the least replacement was in manual things or in transportation. And that was about 50%. They thought that for jobs like medical, for doctors and lawyers, it was going to be in the 70-plus percent range in terms of jobs taken by AI. But that is yet to surface. And according to the MIT thing, that people have really overhyped AI. It may eventually happen, but it is a ways off. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, St. Louis, I'm sorry, said, our results suggest that we may be witnessing the early stages of AI-driven job displacement. Unlike previous technological revolutions that altered manufacturing or routine clerical work, generative AI can target cognitive tasks performed by knowledge workers, which were traditionally the most secure employment categories. The Goldman Sachs analyst projected widespread AI adoption could displace 6-7% of the U.S. workforce, equivalent to millions of jobs. The founder of and CEO, however, of Epic, that's with two I's for some reason, a digital agency specializing in generative engine optimization, said the fear of mass AI-driven job losses, however, is overstated. He said, among the companies that we work with in a digital marketing, including major tech firms, layoffs haven't really been the story. Instead, the jobs are morphing. A junior copywriter becomes the AI content editor, responsible for prompt engineering and fact-checking, and editing AI-generated copy. So in other words, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be checking AI for accuracy to make sure that it's not hallucinating. He also estimated that about 2.5% of jobs are genuinely at risk under a full-scale AI rollout, noting that the true end-to-end automation is much harder than the headlines suggest. So what they're saying is that white-collar jobs, analytical jobs, are the ones most at risk from AI, while manual labor jobs are facing risk from robotics.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
So they said the slowing economy, of course, and the business cycle are also contributing factors to the recent job reduction. I think the biggest impact on the economy is going to be the stock market bubble that bursts. Well, while all this is happening, what kind of impact is it going to have on us? Well, a lot of this is going to be part of this is going to be weapons and the way the weapons are used. This is Palmer Luckey, who has he's one of the technocracy guys. He's part of the PayPal mafia that Peter Thiel is the PayPal godfather. Well, he's got a company, Anduril, and like Palantir, named after Lord of the Ring items. Anduril was a sword. Palantir was a crystal ball that could see what we're doing. And so he's getting into the defense industry. And this is a clip of him talking about his Eagle Eye AI helmet, showing it to Joe Rogan, and he says, yeah, this shows us where the bad guy is. And this person commented on it. This is Jason Bassler. So it just shows you how detached you can become, treating war like a video game. But isn't that what we're seeing down in Venezuela all the time? I mean, this is just more technology to do the same thing.
Notice a drone picks up a guy behind that container over there. And what's going to happen is when he walks behind that container, I'm able to continue to see where he is and what he's doing. So here's Ghost X is the drone that's watching. So just watch for a moment. So the blue force is my friendlies. So see that little right-hand corner where it sees behind the containers?
Uh-huh.
They're tracking where the bad guy is. They're tracking where my guys are. And then watch when they go behind the container. So I can actually see through it and watch. Now they're engaging the guy over there, and he's down.
Wow.
So, this is a system that allows everybody to basically be operating as one combined hive mind where you can all share a view of the world. And by the way, this view that I have, it's shared now with all of the robots as well. So anything I see, like let's say I see someone inside of a building, every drone and every person now sees that person where he is. It's so crazy that I was born at the right time to actually get to build all of this stuff.
Aren't we lucky? Maybe he's Palmer lucky. Maybe lucky. We're not lucky. Yeah. How fortunate that we have
say,
him.
I will say, he seems more human than Zuckerberg or any of these other guys. I think he's actually a tech guy.
Yeah.
I think he actually is just geeked out on the idea of like, whoa, this is such cool tech. It's going to help the good guys. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive.
Well,
doesn't make it any better.
That's what I've always seen.
Oculus in his parents' garage. He is very technically savvy.
Yeah. He just seems like the type of guy that is just super, super into, like, what can I build? What can I design? How can I advance technology? He doesn't seem like this weird, creepy, malevolent, calculating psychopath like these other guys do.
Except he is now focused on weapons to kill people, and which is exactly, you know, what Michael Crichton always had the character in Jurassic Park, played by Goldblum, right? And always say, well, just because you can build it doesn't mean that you should build it. You should think as an engineer, as a scientist, you ought to think about how this is going to be used and who is going to be using it. And that is a whole nother story.
Mm. And it seems that is a continual issue that we run across, whether it's, you know, it's been the same. It was an issue in Michael Crichton's time when he wrote Jurassic Park. It's an issue now. These people just get excited by the fact, like, I'm getting paid big bucks to design cool things. I'm getting to solve problems. And that's all they care about. It's not, well, what other applications does this tech that you're building have? Is it just going to be used by good guys to stop bad guys? Or is it going to have other more sinister applications?
That's right.
What's the trade-off?
And of course, it's not just, you know, everything that he's focusing on with Andril, which is a sword, right? So all of these technologies, unlike his virtual reality helmet, this is all about the military-industrial complex. And he can get very rich selling this kind of stuff to the government. So besides his hive mind, where they can communicate to everybody and give everyone a map of where all the bad guys are, he's also working on fighter drones. These are drones that are going, and they now made their maiden flight. The fighter drone prototype is one of two designs currently being developed under the first phase, or increment one, of the Air Force's Collaborative Combat Aircraft Program. And so these are going to be the wingmen, if you will, of a jet that's going to be out there. So you have a very expensive human jet that'll be flying out there, and then it'll have flying along with it other jets that are going to be autonomous. And this is going to be kind of the transitional situation to a fully autonomous fighter jets that are out there. The uncrewed fighter jets have gone from concept to flight in less than 2 years, said the Air Force. This flight testing expands the program's knowledge based on flight performance, autonomous behaviors, and mission system integration. So, again, this is augmenting what the fighter jet pilots would actually be doing, the top guns that are out there. So, Marky Mark, a comment about that.
Yeah, Marky Mark, thank you very much. He says, Anduril is also designing AI unmanned fighter aircraft. They'll fly alongside manned fighters as loyal wingmen.
Yeah, that's this right here. Yeah, they'll be loyal as long as somebody doesn't crack the code and reprogram it or take it over. Then it'd be a disloyal wingman. Friendly fire.
What a time to be alive. Sorry, it looks like the Indian bot farm has cracked your code and has slaved your drone fighters to their agenda. And Max says, I'd bet it's all going to the black budget that is always kept a secret from us in Congress.
Yeah, that's right.
And Max also, Trump gave the military-industrial complex another $250 billion, so now $1 trillion budget, so they can chemtrail more, create more bioweapons, spy on you better. And God knows what else. Yeah. Audi MRR says, I don't love any territory. I understand where you're coming from, Audi, but I also, personally, I feel that a little bit of love for where you're from is a good thing. I like where I grew up. I like where I am now. I like where I've lived. I wanted to see the best for it. And I think different regions create different types of people. You know, where you are from does have an impact on that. And I think it's important to love where you're from. Someone that doesn't love something will settle for changing it, not necessarily changing it for the better. They'll simply be willing to try anything. Sure, why not? Let's go for it. This could be something. Someone who loves the place they're from is going to be more cautious, more circumspect, more delicate with the way they go about things. That's my opinion, but, you know, that's just an opinion. I appreciate yours. Don't
you always like to mention G.K. Chesterton and orthodoxy. I'm reminded of that one part in it where he's talking about some small British town with a funny name.
Pimlico.
Yes. and said the whole line of Rome wasn't great, or people didn't love Rome because she was great. Rome was great because her people loved her. And if the people of Pimlican could love Pimlican in the same way, then it too would rise to the heights of the world. It's loving the place you're in wanting what's best for the place you're in. That's what true patriotism means.
And, you know, I do see that a lot with people in New York and Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, they really do love the place.
That's
and,
also true of Texas as well. Texans,
yeah, Texans
love
yeah.
Texas. And I think that's one of their most endearing qualities is just this, you know, Texas. I'm from Texas. Texas is the best. It's just like, you know what? I'm so glad you love Texas. If you're from New York and you love New York, that's great. I want you to love New York. I want you to love New Jersey. I want you to love the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, because you're from there, and gosh darn it, it's the best middle of nowhere there is. I'm obsessed with this small town in Arkansas called Cow Bayou. I passed through it once, and just because of the name, Cow Bayou, I love it. My goal is to one day have enough money to buy the entire town. I will own Cow Bayou. I'm not going to. I'll never own Cow Bayou, but it's my dream. It's my dream to own Cow Bayou because I love Cow Bayou. I encountered a very, very large snapping turtle on the road in Cow Bayou.
Oh, that was, makes it memorable. Yeah. Well, don't go to Lizard Lake, North Carolina then. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the car apocalypse because private transportation is so important. And there are many important things that are being done against it. So we'll be right back.
Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
All right, welcome back. And as we look at what is happening with cars, we talk about car apocalypse. Let's talk about the Cybertruck, because the Cybertruck was supposed to be apocalypse-proof. And it's now been recalled. This is the 10th recall that they've had. This time because its light bars are falling off. So they said the light bar is attached with glue, leading to over 600 warranty claims. And they make a big deal of the fact that you know, is designed with glue. Well, there have been some real obvious design flaws on the Cybertruck, but that's not necessarily one of them. I mean, if you got a glue that is done properly, it can be stronger than the materials involved. But the problem with this was that it was not done properly. They didn't use the right combination of glues and materials in the right way, evidently, and that's what's caused the issue here.
Maybe by apocalypse proof, they mean it's already been through an apocalypse. Like, it's already post-apocalyptic. It's, you're not going to notice any difference. The stuff is already falling apart.
Yeah, it's kind of like The World According to Garp, when he gets out of the car and he sees the plane crashes in the house that the realtor was showing him. And he goes, that's great. I'll take it. It's pre-disastered. So anyway, the issue is really more than the individual flaws on a particular car or anything. It really is more of what Musk has done by pushing self-drive. I think that is the key thing. Of course, he put that out there to sell the idea that it was cutting edge, that it was futuristic, and all the rest of this stuff. But self-driving cars are an idea from hell. They are an idea from DARPA, more specifically. That was the very first competition that they had, was self-driving cars. They do not want us to own cars, and they do not want us to be able to drive cars, because then they have immobilized us. And, of course, if you're fighting a war, what are the things that you do? You go after supply lines, you also go after communication, and you go after mobilization. And if you cut off all those different things, you pretty much have got the enemy. And you have to understand that the governments see us as the enemy. Well, Musk, says Futurism, duped his fans into thinking that they were getting an apocalypse-proof tank with a Cybertruck. The reality is that they were getting soon-to-be rust buckets held together by a combination of glue and the driver's powerful siege mentality against a world gone woke. Nearly 2 years on since its first release, the pickup's woes still have not ended. On Thursday, Tesla admitted that it was recalling nearly 6,200 Cybertrucks because of their off-road light bar attachment could fly off and hit other motorists. That's about 10% of all the Cybertrucks ever sold.
How long have they had light bars solved on other trucks? This isn't some cutting edge piece of new technology that we made this entirely new thing on. We haven't got it quite worked out. Sometimes it comes off. It's a light bar. How many times have you seen a light bar on just a Ford or a Chevy or any brand of truck? Have you ever seen them come flying off? Or have you seen these guys, you know, out, you know, you can watch YouTube videos. Guys have light bars on their truck and they're taken through the most extreme conditions and they're holding on fine. You bolt these things on, I'm assuming. And yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, no, it wasn't bolted on. It was glued on.
Ah, of course.
But the thing is, they said that, you know, the issue where they told the service technicians, they said they'd used the wrong combination of adhesives when installing it. Because
I imagine you did.
Yeah, if you do glue something on, like I said earlier, it can be stronger than the material that's there. In all, Tesla has racked up over 600 warranty claims. One field report related to the issue, though, says that it isn't aware of any related crashes on these injuries. You know, contrast this.
If parts are falling off your car, I don't think it's a problem for you. It's a problem for the people behind you.
Well, it could be a problem if you run over it and it punctures the battery, because that's a fire hazard then. But, you know, just compare it to this. You know, they said they've had 10 recall issues with the Cybertrucks. When do we get a recall on the pharmaceutical products that are out there, right? You know, whatever happens with the pharmaceutical stuff, there's never a recall with it. And then when we look at California, there ought to be some recalls on their driver's licenses, I think. It's not just the tens of thousands of foreign domiciled commercial drivers that they have given licenses to who can't speak English and can't read signs. They also are just have a revolving door on people who have DUIs. Here's one guy, headline, one guy with 15 DUIs, still driving. California's failure to take repeat drunk drivers off the road. Well, that's not really an unusual thing because, you know, you can be a repeat rapist, you can be a repeat, you name it, and they keep, you know, putting people back out on the street. Ontario, meanwhile, has banned all speed cameras after Ford called them a cash grab. This guy is, Doug Ford is going to really endear himself to the people up there. First of all, telling the truth about Trump's tariff stuff. And now he's telling the truth about speed cameras.
Good job, Ontario.
Yeah,
Mr.
Well,
Ford.
He's I wouldn't say I don't know much about his policies except he's done some really questionable things in the past.
I don't know anything about him. I can't picture Ontario electing a truly good person, but everything I've heard about him has been good.
No, yeah. Well, I don't know. Certainly, that is the purpose of these speed cameras, is to raise revenue, and they're not concerned about safety. And this is not just Ontario, it's everywhere. I mean, just look at the fact, I mentioned this the other day, you know, in traffic court, when I've been there, I've seen people, that are drunk drivers, repeat offenders, have a long list of these things, and judge just lets them go. But if you drive without a license, now you're challenging their authority, and that's really what matters to them.
North American House Hippo, if you're in the audience today, let us know what you know about Doug Ford.
He may not be from that area, from Ontario.
I just assume, being Canadian, he might have more info, though I guess he hasn't lived there in a long time.
That's right. Well, NVIDIA is forging a partnership with Uber to deploy 100,000 AI-powered robo-taxis by 2027. We may look nostalgically back on the day when we had foreigners who couldn't speak English or read signs. It's like, well, those are the good old days. Now we've got robo trucks out there that are driving 80,000 pound rigs.
We've got Ed 209 at the helm of the big rig.
Yeah, yeah. It's no matter how bad things are, they can always get worse, can't they? And this may be the next step that is coming with all of this. Well,
we had real humans driving and cooking, but driving.
Yeah, that's right. Well, universal basic income is, again, the way that we're going to make slavery great again. This is something being pushed by every one of the technocrats that are out there. That was the very first thing that Elon Musk pushed. It was Andrew Yang's main issue when he first ran for president. And he got $1 million from Elon Musk. Universal basic income is something that is being pushed across the spectrum, even by formerly conservative economists who pointed out the danger of the welfare state, and yet looking the other way when it is being done universally for everybody. It will be life as a slave. That is what they're trying to get. And that's the end game, for you will own nothing, and you'll be happy about it, because you'll just be, all of you will be happy slaves out there. Porsche, meanwhile, reveals the secret Boxster that has been shooting its fastest cars. See if you can get the picture of that, Lance. It's really interesting, the rig that they've set up. And when you look at the rigs that are set up for filming, this is one of the more interesting ones. They put it to
That's
good
crazy.
Use, since it's got a rear engine, so you can put the person in the front and have them shoot the other car. And that's what they're doing. They've reinforced that, of course, with a lot of other things, in case there's a crash with that. But still, there's another picture a little bit further down.
That's got to be an incredibly fun job. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
Porsche's Frunk cameraman, you know.
The Frunk man. Yeah, that's an interesting position they got him in there. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Well, you want to get some of the comments here? We're taking a break.
Don't frag me, bro. Says a greater depression leading to the greater taking, rationing, and austerity. War offered as the solution to implement the next great reset.
Yes, that's right.
Jerry Alitalo, 1.1 billion short bet. Holy moly. Talking about the guy from The Big Short. I'm terrible with names.
Michael Burry.
We literally talked about him 10 minutes ago, and his name has fled from my mind.
And we mentioned that was 80% of his fund. But let's not forget that this is a short bet, so you are on the hook for more than just what you bet. If it goes wrong, he could have a margin call that completely wipes him out if his bet is wrong.
Yeah. So he's pretty confident of it. He's bet 80% of the company on these two things.
To be fair, I'm assuming, you know, 20% of his company, he's still massively wealthy. So, you know, Big Brit is back again, says major update, plane crash, 9 dead, 16 missing, bodies found in Louisville. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So sorry for their families. I'm assuming those 16 missing are probably going to join the numbers of the dead. Not many people survive plane crashes.
No.
Trump burger. Trump knows if he just keeps playing dumb that he can't be touched. I didn't know. I didn't. Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I didn't know. I didn't know that. Didn't know I couldn't do that. Don't frag me, bro. Politics is the art of not answering the questions until the answers become irrelevant. It has always driven me insane. Anytime you watch a reporter ask a politician a direct question, you just get 5 minutes of them dancing around and
first
saying,
thing is, I'm so glad you asked that question.
I'm so glad you asked that. Allow me to not answer it. Don't speak to me ever again.
People have such short memories for politicians.
That's right. That's right.
Don't frag me, bro. Read that one. Real Jason Barker. Good to see you, Jason. Of course, Jason is parts of Knights of the Storm with Angry Tiger, Karen Carpenter, and there's one more. There's one. I want to say Ashley. Again, I'm terrible with names. I apologize. But Knights of the Storm, knightsofthestorm.com. They have the schedule there for our program, their program, Guard's program, Tony's program, lots of other programs. Go check out Knights of the Storm. com. Real Jason Barker says, I don't know. AI could create more jobs for people to clean up the generated slop. That's right.
We'll all be AI janitors.
That was what a lot of these not profitable companies see, is that they wind up having more time spent on fixing the AI's outputs than is spent on what would have been spent on just creating it from scratch. Mm. And the funny thing is that article where the guy is saying, oh, well, that's not what we're seeing. We aren't seeing massive layoffs. We're seeing people being put in positions where they're overseeing the AIs. It's like, yeah, that's kind of the problem. Either it's going to work and there will be massive layoffs, or they're going to be stuck in this thing and the AI is still just going to collapse.
That's kind of like, you know, when we're talking about image creation and modification.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
And things like that, it can be so frustrating to give it a prompt and it doesn't quite understand what you're trying to say. And, you know, I look at that and I think, you know, if I'm proficient in the tools to do the editing, to do the image creation, to do the modeling and everything, it might actually be a lot faster to do it myself than to try to entice the AI into doing the kind of prompt that I want it to do. You go through so many different cycles of this stuff and it's so time consuming to wait for it to do its thing.
That's honestly where a lot of our time comes from here, is me trying to come up with a good thumbnail for the video before it goes up. And realistically, it would be quicker for me to grab elements from the internet and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just with copyright law and ownership being such a convoluted mess, It's very, very difficult to sit there and understand, like, is this a thumbnail that, you know, someone could come in later and say, hey, that's my intellectual property you've got there. I know that you've changed it. I know that you've done stuff to it, but that's mine. And you're either going to take that down or I'm going to sue you. And I don't. Heartburn inducing.
That's another big aspect of this AI bubble, you know, because there's a lot of companies out there, movie companies,
Getty Images
and audio and all this kind of, when they come back and they prevail on some of these things, that's going to be a big chunk taken out of the hide of some of these AI companies like OpenAI.
Yeah, the only way I could see them not winning is if the government decides that these AI tools are more important and more valuable than, mm-hmm. you know, the copyright law that they have in place. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Karen Carpenter, 27, says, good luck with your AI healthcare practitioner.
Yeah.
And of course, Karen Carpenter.
Actually, you know, that's why I think that it's such a good use case for replacing doctors, because what doctors have basically become is you tell them your symptoms and they look down the chart from Pfizer and tell you which Pfizer drug that you take, you know. Yeah. So it's going to be basically doing the same thing.
Yeah. I mentioned this before, but with the RA, I could not get a diagnosis until they drew blood, they sent it off to a lab, and the computer told them what was up. You know, oh, hey, look, these are elevated. This is elevated. And it's just, what did I need the doctor for? Mm-hmm. If I could have gotten a lab order, I could have gone in, taken the results, put them into Google, and it probably would have been able to say, okay, based on these results, it's most likely this.
That's right.
It's just, they read nothing but printouts. The guy came in, he was there for all of about 3 minutes before he said, you know, just like, hey, you got this, so long. And it's just, what's the point of this? He gets paid a massive amount of money to read off a computer printout and prescribe a drug from Pfizer. What a job, what a life.
Well, we've already got a lot of different professions like that. I mean, look at paralegals who put together our, you know, lawyer who is doing a real estate closing, for example, right? And he's got a paralegal who's doing all the work, and she's putting together the documents. But most of the stuff is kind of boilerplate anyway, so it's repetitive. And there's not a whole lot that has to really be thought about in each one of these things. It's just filling in the details correctly. And so we see that type of thing going on everywhere, really. And so that's one of the reasons why we become so redundant, is because we become such an idiocracy in terms of everything that we do everywhere.
And I mentioned this before, but when it comes to, you know, the AI bloat of work, people just submitting bad work that they've done. I mentioned this before, but about 20%, you know, once a company reaches scale, about 20% of your workers do 80% of the mm-hmm. work, and the other 80% are just kind of there. Mm-hmm. They fill space and they do a little bit of work that keeps the company running. They mm-hmm. do just the bare minimum. AI allows them to do a lot more, but they're still lazy. They're not fact checking anything. So it allows them to sit there and go, oh, look, I've increased my productivity by tenfold. I'm generating so much more. Mm-hmm. But now you have to have someone who's actually competent go in there and review the work of these doofuses that generally didn't do enough to be a problem. Now they're able to generate a massive amount of nonsense that you have to deal with. Yeah. Real Jason Barker says, none of this tech will operate as advertised. I see where this is heading. The tech will be too complicated for a person to use or comprehend. So the next step is to let the computers take it over entirely.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, too, is, like I said, with the closing realtor or something, or you take a look at the realtor, for example, right? When we bought our first couple of houses, the realtor would get a printout, which was something that was being the MLS people would have the different houses listed. And she would go through and do a pre-screening and kind of, you know, knew what we were looking for. And so she was actually acting as an agent. Well, now they're doing that type of thing with AI agents, not just for real estate. But, you know, you can go in and give the agent your qualifications. I got a priority for schools. I got a priority for this type of thing. And I'm looking for these different aspects in the house, you know, this many bedrooms or whatever, and this price range and this general neighborhood. And it'll give you a list of candidates, which is what the realtors used to do. Right now, you go to the realtor website, and you can kind of do it yourself if you got access to it. You know, you got to ask yourself, you know, exactly what is it that they're adding to this? If they're not going around checking out the houses on their own and it's all just in a database and I can look at it virtually. Of course, the other side of that is the fraud that can be put in, that people have started finding that some of these places that are being advertised for rent, the people have gone in and used AI to clean up the pictures of this place. It's a pigsty or a wreck. And then when people get there, they thought they were going to see this as pictured, and they got this
that
fraudulent.
That was a concept of what it could look like.
It could look like that if you did a lot of work. There's a whole different aspect of AI, and that's the fraud aspect of it.
We live in strange times. Yeah. Guard Goldsmith, good to see you, Guard. And of course, Guard hosts Liberty Conspiracy at 6 p.m. weeknights. Go check him out on Rumble. Mm-hmm. And he's at Guard Goldsmith on Twitter. Says the more centralized the system that ties to the tentacles, the easier to knock out the whole system.
That's right. First time I talked to Jack Lawson, that's what we're talking about, was how complicated our infrastructure is. And, you know, how vulnerable we are to different things. And that vulnerability is only increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, we'll be all fixed once we make everything reliant on these central AIs from these major data centers that are extremely vulnerable and require tons of water and electricity.
Yeah, that's right.
Audi MRR says, Travis, I say this because Nashville is nothing like it was when I first got here in 1977. I definitely can understand how you feel, Audi. Not to the same extent, but the little town I grew up in has completely changed over the years. It was always full of liberals, but they've gone completely insane. There used to be a Silent Sam Confederate statue outside of the courthouse in Pittsboro, North Carolina, and that is gone. It's becoming more commercialized day by day, and it's sad to see. It's sad to see. I do.
Well, I went back to, I grew up in Tampa, and my family had been there for several generations, and, it was, about 15 years ago, I went back with Karen. Couldn't even find where my grandparents used to have a place on the beach. They rented it and lived in part of it, but that's all gone. It's all high rises. I mean, it's crazy how
everything is changing. If you are ever passing through Pittsboro, though, there's a cool little place called S&T's Soda Shop. It's an old style, fountain soda shop. They do ice cream. They do food too, but I've never had that. Just gone for the ice cream. The banana split is insanely large. So if you and 3, 4, 5 of your friends are craving a banana split, S&T's Soda Shop in Pittsboro, they've got one that will feed you. Go check that out if you're in the area. Radis Bro, gonna love it when AI goes off mission because it doesn't like your orders.
Or
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Hallucinates. Yeah. We're starting World War III, right?
Wait a minute. You didn't want me to start World War III? You're right. I did start World War III.
Yes, this is terrible. Yeah, I bombed this country, even though you told me not to. I'm sorry.
Big Brit is back again, says Teslas are quite badly built in general, and those cyber craps will kill you in a crash. You can't open the doors. Yeah, we covered that story. It was
They got everything under software control, including the doors, which is really difficult. I mean, everybody's pretty much got power windows now. They used to be a luxury. And so it's become a really big deal in Germany. They're aware of that, so they sell these cheap little things and
seatbelt cutters that are windshield window breakers.
Yeah, but you can't get through the door. You know, that's the issue.
I guess maybe they'll start just including a Jaws of Life with your Cybertruck purchase.
Yeah, you try to make those windows unbreakable, but that didn't work either. But it might be, even though they're able to smash them with that metal ball that they threw, you might still be able to get out if you got the right kind of tool. I don't know. They may have made that just tough enough to trap you in when the doors don't work.
All I know is those things are specifically set up to break glass. So maybe, when they're specifically set up for that, they can't stop it. Big Brit is back again. Or maybe you just need to keep a very high caliber anti-material rifle in your truck at all times. The 20mm Anzio cannon. My recommendation. Big Brit is back again. I've seen some dangerous and hilarious videos involving self-driving cars. Chinese ones are the most dangerous. the roads in China are incredibly dangerous. It is, when we were there, every second you're on the road feels like you're about to witness a horrific pileup.
Yeah, it was kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah, it was a definite sort of, if they have a larger vehicle than you do, they have the right of way.
Yeah.
You just get out of the 18-wheeler's way because he's getting over, and it is on you to be aware of that.
That's like actually, ironically, I think the AI cars would do better in that scenario because everyone is going to get out of their way. So it can just drive however it wants, and then the human people will avoid it.
We've set it to death race mode, so do with that as you will.
Yeah, there's a lot of anarchy and a lot of European driving as well.
Yeah, and, I've seen videos from Italy.
I've looked at some old clips of cars in L.A., like in the 1930s or whatever. They didn't have well-defined lanes, and everybody was just kind of a free-for-all. And people are paying more attention with that, right? The thing that can really get you is when you let your attention down and you think that just because there's you got a green light that you're good to go and you don't take a look at to see if the other guy – on your left is going to be going through the red light.
You don't want to just blindly trust that everyone else is alert and following the rules.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about these people who are paying for the big ballroom that Trump is building here.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Looking for Washington, D.C.'s most glamorous entertainment venue? Look no further than Donald Trump's Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom.
At the Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom,
we specialize in middle school dances, sweet 16 parties, quinceañeras, beauty pageants, foam parties, and so much more. The Epstein Ballroom is Washington's beautiful secret.
90,000 square feet of gold, glitter, and class.
Make your event magical with the Epstein Ballroom's Diddy Baby Oil Flume. Join DJ DJ TJ as he DJs all ages shows. And this Christmas season, you can sit on Santa Donnie's lap.
Say goodbye to 123 years of history and say hello to the Donald Trump Epstein Memorial Ballroom.
At the Donald Trump Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom, every day is a wonderful secret.
Well, it's no secret anymore as to the involvement of the people who are paying for this thing, as a matter of fact. You know, it went very rapidly from $200 million to $300 million, didn't it? I mean, that was just a couple of weeks. It increased by 50%. Now we find that there's about three dozen corporate and individual donors that have been publicly identified, and research has found that the group has received $279 billion, with a B, in government contracts over the past 5 years. And so that kind of falls in line with all the different things that I've seen over and over again. I see people who contribute to a politician in Washington, especially to the presidency, they will give thousands and they get millions, or they give millions and they get billions. It's almost like it's a regular rule of thumb that they're going to get paid back 1,000 times what they have contributed. And so here we have these people who are going to pony up for this $300 million ballroom, and they have already gotten in the past 5 years $279 billion. Again, about 1,000 to 1. And not only that, but they have also spent $1.6 billion in political contributions and lobbying fees during that time. So there you go. That's only about one half of 1% in that case. Private donations, about $1,000 they get back for each dollar that is there. And, you know, we go back and we look at the inauguration that was there. The you had all these people. Look at the picture here. There's Eric Schmidt, Bezos, Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, just the same club, the same group of people. Of course, Trump doesn't know who Ghislaine Maxwell is, but he's probably going to pardon her pretty soon.
I've completely forgotten about her.
Yeah, they have massive interest before the federal government, and they hope to undoubtedly curry favor with and receive favorable treatment from the Trump administration, said Public Citizen co-president. That's the group that did the research. 14 of the two dozen publicly named corporate donors face federal enforcement actions or have had such actions suspended by the Trump administration since the start of the second term. Apple benefited in September when the National Labor Relations Board withdrew its claims that the company had violated workers' rights, said the report. And so if you've got some kind of a regulatory issue or something, it really does help to make it go away if you give money to the Trump administration, like that guy who bought the duct tape banana artwork. Poll finds that 47% of Americans view the large U.S. trade deficit as an economic emergency. So they would agree with Trump that it is an emergency. And this is being put out by a conservative outlet there. They're wrong, however. The real emergency is not the trade deficit. The real emergency is the budget deficit. That's the real emergency. It is a problem that our own government, just like the UK or the EU, is hostile to manufacturing. We want to have manufacturing in this country. And it's our government that is the big issue on it. But when you look at the national debt, that deficit, not the trade deficit, but the debt that is there, we hit $38 trillion. It grew $1 trillion in just the last 72 days. Yeah, that's the real issue. And as Thomas Massey pointed out, I played the clip the other day. This is all baked in with the COVID lockdown that put us on a whole new slope of debt. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time.
From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.